This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, welcome to our show.
Hi there. Today's jam-packed, really. Bear with us. Let's just start today. Just start with an apology.
Uncle Dog made a terrible mistake. Uncle Dog is so sorry for this. You cannot do this. Uncle Dog made a really bad mistake. Uncle Dog is going to get punished. But that's not really Uncle Dog. If you make a mistake, you've got to stand up for it. Take your punishment and go on. Never try to say that word. It is terrible.
Never try to
Uncle
say that
Dog?
Word.
Uncle Dog?
Uncle Dog talking to the kids.
When did he turn into Uncle Dog?
Never try to say that word.
Never try to.
Uncle Dog.
Wow. Okay.
Don, I've been trying to say that word.
Uncle Dog. Don't never want you to grow your blonde hair long and run it down your back.
Don't try to.
We had a guy named John the Baptist, and we had a guy named the Preacher. Wasn't had nothing to do with
this
God.
This is in the Devil's Disciples.
This is in the Devil's Disciples. And so I always said, you know, like, if they would, like, there was a, exactly, there was a cross on the wall, and one of the brothers happened to say, hang that hippie upside down. And I said, listen, I don't care who you are, you don't talk about God like that. I'll take a bullet for God.
This was one of the big, this is the top
the
guy.
The top guy, Hudat, the president. Yeah. And so he saw that, and he said, you're always talking about God, and you, like, I would not rob a church, but a bank was okay, right? Stupid. But I always said, you know, God sees us right now, God, and he said, listen, you're always talking about God, so we're going to name your name God spelled backwards, because we've already got the Preacher, we've already got John the Baptist. So forever, I have been man's best friend, and he's got a touch of this God. He's always worried about what God thinks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So remember,
oh boy,
Uncle Dog is apologizing to the kids, and also kids, don't forget that dog spelled backwards is God.
Well, it's nice to see that his apology tour continues.
And just ahead of the start of the show,
yes.
Hey, we got some of these fake phone calls.
Hey guys, number one fan, great job telling us what happened this day in history. Now I know what took place on this exact date in the past. Gotta run, number one fan.
He's so enthusiastic.
You'll hear these, you know, sporadically through the show. Uh-huh. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving us the list of this past weekend's movie grosses.
Thank you.
Now I know what was top of the box office. Gotta run, number one fan.
He likes it all.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, there's the phone, Don.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out the time.
Thank you.
Driving in my car, didn't want to look away from the road. Thanks to you, didn't have to. Gotta run, number one fan.
Number one fan.
There he goes.
He's there for us.
Hey guys, number one fan, I love that song that you played before. You know, the one by that person. Gotta run, number one fan.
Really, we got to start the show, and as always, we mentioned you can hear us online. Uh-huh. If you just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
Hey guys, number one fan, great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Anyway, gotta run, number one fan.
Thank you. Mike Show. I like him.
Gotcha, number one fan.
Hello!
Gotcha.
For an ami of mine.
Yes.
Where can we buy weed?
The cannabis?
Yes.
Weed!
For buzz. Cannabis for buzz.
Cannabis is very good, cannabis.
Hey.
For buzz.
Cannabis for Mike Elston.
Legalization for the cannabis.
Merci.
I am hemorrhoids!
Dude, we all heard that.
Dude, have you hit that?
And once again, for all of our listeners,
gay sex, whoa.
Right?
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Wrong attitude.
My sack doesn't work.
Well, here's the phone number.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Get off my leg! 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 Get off my leg!
I'm trying to use the phone!
I know you are.
A lot of perverts in here.
And why, you mother-grabbing bastard?
Why does everybody hate me so much?
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
This was supposed to be my weekend off. But no. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute.
You gotta come down here with an attitude. Packing all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little extra one there.
There's Big Ed here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, there you go. That's us. And hi, hi, hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, everybody. Hi there.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
All right. Weekend's here.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah, man. Let's rock.
What not? What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
Looks like baby vomit.
I like rape.
Gay, 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 gay.
Hey, hey.
I'm not happy.
Oh, Paula.
That bitch!
Oh, well, what have we here?
It's a penis, Charlie.
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
That's a weekend song, man.
Here you go, Cats and Kittens, Don and Mike Show, and new episode Friday. Mm-hmm. How are you anyway? Phone number is you just heard 877-365-3636. Mike, I know you want to talk about your fat suit. Two things.
No, I don't.
Foist.
Yep.
Or the events of tonight, but really, two things first.
That was a joke. I was just making a little joke.
Hold on, let me...
We'll have none of that. Two things?
Yeah.
Two thingies?
Both will bring you joy in... descending order. Both will bring you great joy. One is kind
of the first one will bring me great joy, and the second one not as much joy.
No, I had it backwards.
Okay.
In
ascending order.
Ascending order.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not receding order. Ascending. You're going. Uh-huh. This will bring you some joy. It's a cute story.
We're building.
Then the next item will bring you grand joy.
Oh, goody!
Who doesn't like grand joy?
I like grand joy on a Friday.
Lot. Yeah,
that's exciting. Does it have anything to do with Joy Philbin?
It does not.
Oh.
Somebody you love, though, Mike.
Oh, good. All right.
The second part does.
Not the first part.
Not that you're not fond of the first part.
Interesting.
I don't even know where he is, for goodness sakes.
Who are you calling?
My fifth-year college senior son.
Ah, the Bart man.
Who is going to be there? Who was supposed to be at home now. Anyway.
At his domicile down at Clemson?
Yeah. Let me try his cell because he did have something happen.
Good. I'm looking forward to this. He's somebody who rarely disappoints.
No, I think you'll like it. He had a very embarrassing moment at college.
Ooh.
He called me yesterday.
Not a shart.
No.
That would be embarrassing. Well, you
not
think
that.
College, you think, you know, being in the sure. academic environment.
All right, well, he's not there.
It's happened to me. It happens to me every other day.
I'll just tell him without him. He'll call in later to fill you in. So,
okay.
Here's what happened to him. One of his classes is film appreciation. Mm-hmm. And
that's my kind of class.
Well, you know, he wants to be
No, but that's my kind of class. Trust me. I can tell by the title of that. That's tables in the circle. And discuss after you watch it and write a, you know, it's not easy. I mean, but it's
but
fun.
It's a fifth year senior thing.
Right.
So the movie the movie that they're discussing or writing a paper about is the original Hairspray by John Waters.
The one with Divine.
Right. Not the one that was just out this past summer.
Right. The good one.
So he was writing his paper and he said the last line of his paper said, quote, "Wish I could have seen this when it came out." Uh-huh. He said, okay, looks good. Send. Now, he was on, as everybody is, on a keypad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, he did not write the word it. He forgot the T in the word it. So when he turned in the paper, the last line of his paper read as follows. Wish I could have seen this film when I came out.
Oh. That is great, Joy.
That's an important mistake.
Now,
that's good.
And what it did was, because whatever the word prompt program was he used, it took the lowercase I because he forgot to put a T after it.
Corrected it.
And it capitalized it.
Sure.
Now,
to make it even more better.
Now, he did not spell check this, read this.
Right.
I could have seen this when I came out.
Here's what's great.
What's happened?
I swear to God, this is true. I wish he was on the phone to tell you. He got the paper back. He got an A+. The teacher circled the part of the paper where it said, wish I could have seen this film when I came out.
Yeah.
And the teacher wrote, me too.
Well, he's made a
friend.
Well,
you know what? Tell him not to change a thing. Let him get his diploma and get the hell out of there. No need to change a thing.
So I think that's hilarious.
It is.
I about busted a nut last night.
Was the teacher being legit, do you think? Is there a chance?
This is why I wanted to discuss it with him.
Because sure. I wonder if the teacher's just cracking on him
a
little bit.
Here's the thing. He doesn't know.
Right.
And I said to him last night, I said, first of
which is the best situation.
I said,
that's it.
Male or female teacher? He said, pop, female. I said,
oh, okay.
I said, hey,
okay.
Sexy. He said, I don't know. He said, either she thinks I'm that way.
Uh-huh. It is. I'll tell you, this is the advice I would give him. It is a no lose for him. It is a total lose for him because right now he cannot be the aggressor in this. He's just got to let it happen.
He appears to her to be a brave guy.
Right.
For saying that.
Don't mess with it.
Right.
Yeah, his paper said.
Right.
Wish I could have seen this film when I came out. Hello?
That's fabulous.
Hello?
Hey, there you go. How you doing, bud?
Doing well.
All right, I just described it. Could you tell everybody real fast?
Bart, that's about the funniest college story I've ever heard.
Tell everybody about the paper and the capitalization and missing the letter and what happened and what the teacher wrote and what you're thinking now.
Well, we were supposed to do journal entries on whatever we're watching, and it's a sexuality and cinema class, so we watched Pink Flamingos. And my paper, it wasn't important. It was just like a quick entry, and I was saying how I wish, afterwards they showed a trailer where there are all these people outside of the theater, and they're all saying, oh, it was awesome, it was great, blah, blah, blah. And the point of my paper was kind of like, I wish I could have been in that theater, you know?
Right, yeah. right. And instead of saying it came out, you said I came out.
And stupid Microsoft Word capitalized it. Too.
Right. So, so what was the original line that you wrote, and how did it turn out when you turned it in?
I tried to write, I wish I could have seen this when it came out. And I came out, I wish I could have seen this when I came out. And the worst part is the teacher underlined the sentence and wrote, I wish that too.
Wow. Okay, so the question I had for your dad, and we were discussing this is the million-dollar question. Right? First of all, let me tell you, Bart, I think you're in a total win situation.
You're golden.
This is a no-lose for you.
Gold, Jerry.
You really have to play it kind of cool, though. You have to play it totally cool. My question to you, do you think the teacher was busting on you, or do you think that the teacher might be legit and is sympathetic with you right now? What do you think? How well do you know this teacher?
Not well, and there's also a bit, English is not her first language.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that is just too good. So you really have to. Well, you can't say anything. You know that, don't you?
I told you.
No, I can't go up and say, hey, I'm no fag, you know.
Hey. Easy on the ag fag.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, this is, look, any way you slice this, if the teacher is being funny or if she thinks you're legitimately gay, you're going to do great in this class.
I told you I love you no matter which way you swing, son.
I'm going to do well in the class, but there's going to be a rumor in the English department that I'm gay. Well,
but courageous.
Like that rumor is not there already.
I found evidence to prove it.
You know, you're in a win situation.
situation if you walk up to... No, you're not now. I was going to say, he's in a win situation if he comes up to the teacher and say, hey, Microsoft Word kind of screwed up. I meant to say I wish I'd seen it when it came out.
No, he can't say anything.
He can't do that
now
because then she's confided to you now. Maybe.
Maybe. You see, that's the uncertainty is what kills me.
Right. There you go. All right, wow. Well, chew on that this weekend, boy. All right, I love you, son.
All right, I love you too, Pop.
All right, I'll see you.
That's fantastic.
Great story.
That is a win-win.
All right, so that's pretty good, right?
That's damn good.
That's a pretty funny story, real-life story.
I like that a lot.
Killer good.
Not as good as the next thing.
Really?
It builds?
Doesn't involve me at all.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak. Step out of the room for a moment. I feel bad for you saying
No, you must get comfortable with this fact.
Oh, my God. What is it?
Rob Spiewak is getting a vasectomy.
Oh, God.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
And full disclosure here. Hold on before you take the witness stand, as I did with the story about Bart. I consider myself to be one of Rob's closest friends.
Uh-huh.
He just dropped this at the end of a conversation today.
Today? This is fresh?
Just today. We're talking about something totally different. Right at the very end, he says, well, a week from now, I go in for my big vasectomy test, and I'll be putting my balls on ice over the Christmas break.
Wow.
Now, here's my take on this, and then we'll hear from Rob.
I certainly think he's got an opinion on it.
Remember last week he was going on and on about Carrie?
Yes.
And when she called, he said something like, when he hung up the phone with her, he said something like, we won't have sex, or we'll make sure we have sex. It was something about sex.
It was sex. I kind of don't pay attention when he talks about sex.
What Carrie did was...
Scares me.
She looked in the phone book, and she found the name of a vasectomy doctor.
A urologist,
and she told Rob that she had made the appointment for him for next Wednesday. And Rob said, well, I would really feel more comfortable going to see my own guy. And she said, well, that's great, but I'm not going to cancel the other appointment that I made for you. So either you see the guy that you want to see before Wednesday, or you're going to go see the guy that I want you to see. And I just sat there on the other end of the telephone, and seriously, this is my jaw.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
Here he is now.
I've got so many questions, I don't
future
even know where to start.
Future owner of a 2007 vasectomy, Rob Spiewak.
I want to say one thing quick.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm not having it done until the week before Christmas, so if you want a part of this.
If you want to have a kid.
Contact me through the website.
If you want the Spiewak bloodline.
That's right.
How long has this obviously been in the pipeline, so to speak,
for
quite some time?
Over a year.
Over a year?
Wow, Rob.
So but
this wasn't a surprise to you.
No, well, no.
You crazy kids don't, you're happy
we're
with
done.
The perfect little
we're done.
Boy
wanted,
and girl?
We wanted a boy, we wanted a girl, we got one of each. We're very happy with them.
We've
talked about this for a long time.
It sounds as though you were instructed to do this, though, the way the story was told.
Don and I have pretty strong feelings on this vasectomy thing. You know, you've been with us over the years. Where do you line up with the, you know what, you don't. I can tell already. If you let Don know today, you don't line up with that group of that wants to shout it, and you don't even look like you're all that thrilled to be discussing it.
No, I mean, why would
you're
I
not
be
one
proud
of these?
Of
you
it?
Know those guys that shouted from the mountaintop?
I know. We're the...
Old kid Hitler just threw it in. I mean, and like you could have sneaked something like that in.
And, you know, I've talked to you about this probably since she brought it up over a year ago. I've mentioned that this is in the offing.
You've said it's something that she's wanted, but today it was something like, look at Larry King on TV. Did you see the Today
Show?
Well,
these are the things that were on my plate today.
Right.
Did you read this story? Do you like this kind of peanut butter? Do you think this woman's attractive? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a vasectomy, and my balls are going to be on ice.
Now,
okay, I got to go see it work.
Here's
bye-bye.
The vasectomy question. We've asked it for all the guys that gave vasectomies. You got the options in front of you. You got
sure.
the, you know, which obviously you probably do. You got the, you know, your contraceptive devices. You got
right.
her on the pill. You got
that's
the,
one
you know,
of the main things.
Right.
Is that over the years, she's had a hard time, she, meaning my wife, Carrie, who I'm married to.
Carrie, your wife.
Yes, I stood on the altar of God and took a vow with this woman. She's had a hard time finding a birth control pill that suits her.
That happens.
Okay, yeah, a lot of women don't react well
right.
to those, you know, estrogen things. And
you have very strong sperm, Rob.
Oh, well, they're killer.
Powerful sperm.
They now, have you ever thought about the, you know, just, I guess the option, and this is a legitimate question, the option of, say, the rhythm thing, the Catholic method, and if something happens, say, la vie, you figure it's well, you don't want to take that chance.
I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, we really are happy with what we've got right
may
now.
May I offer this?
Please do.
Have you thought about having our tubes tied?
You know, we did consider it with the last child because it was a cesarean section and they could have done that. But at that time, we weren't sure. Mm. And I think now that's a much more serious surgery than this.
When are you having the procedure done?
Well, if everything goes well, the week
the next commercial break.
That's right.
The week before Christmas.
The week before Christmas.
Happy holidays. His balls will be on ice.
Well, I'd rather do it then than have to come in the next day and face this sea of faces.
Have you ever?
No.
Have you ever thought?
Not on the air.
Have you ever thought about lying about it?
Faking it?
Sometimes they don't take. Am I right about that?
Sometimes they don't
You're
take.
You're totally covered. It's
well, rare. this guy is pretty thorough.
She'd be able to tell what you're going to do, come home and, like, put ketchup in his pants or something to make it look like blood.
I've done that before.
How do you feel about it? What are your feelings about it? Please. Obviously, if it's taken a year, you can't be doing cartwheels about getting this done.
I'm okay with the fact that it's being done. The fact that we're done having kids and I'll not have kids again, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I had what I set out to do and I did it. But the fact what has to happen for the procedure,
yeah.
Who would be excited about that?
Yeah. I hear it's a little painful, too.
Oh, it would almost have to be. I got a recommendation. I did find a recommended doctor because she did, I think, tired of waiting, go to the phone book and pick out a urologist.
And really,
that's what's bothering me.
Really, when you're going
to have That's what's bothering me about my friend.
When you're going to have your sac cut, you really just want... You want your wife to just go through the phone book.
Yeah, she's going to pick the doctor.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
So I went to I forget even how it came up with my chiropractor, but he had it done. And he was very pleased with the results. So the doctor was great.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so I called this guy, and he's going to do it.
How did that subject come up?
Because we were talking about he has four kids. And
this
I said,
the
are
guy
you...
over in...
Yeah, near me. And well, you know what? He would be delighted to hear his name on the radio. Hello, Dr. Poulin.
Oh, it's Dr. Poulin. Okay.
Yeah, he's got an office in Ashburn. Right. He's got me, so I have almost all the feeling back in my arm.
Does the crappy CBS insurance pay for your vasectomy?
Yes, he accepts the United Healthcare. This guy does.
Uh-oh.
Now, Dr. Poulin doesn't, but...
yeah, he's you know why?
Why?
Because he's good.
But Dr. Poulin said something that I found the most scary of all.
What?
He says, you'll know the procedure is over when you smell the smoke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
So, they're like cauterizing you?
Yeah, it's what he told me.
Cauterizing, don't even say that.
You don't like that word?
You're
cauterizing the tube.
Like,
I like that reaction.
That is the bleeding.
Yes.
You don't cauterize one tube, you cauterize four.
You're cauterizing the vessel.
Four M's.
The vessel is being cauterized.
That is wood shop talk. That is shop class. That is not... to be talked about, but that's for Bunsen burners.
Well, by burning the flesh.
That's for building,
that's
building
why it's
things.
Take.
You seal off the bleeding by burning the flesh.
Yeah, otherwise
that's cauterizing. Bleed
out. Ah, the word cauterizing.
You don't like cauterize. That's great. Yeah. I never knew that. Look at him. Look at him. He's squirming on the floor.
It's kryptonite. Ow.
Cauterizing.
But just four places.
How many tubes do you have? I thought you only had two.
You have two, but there'll be two ends when you cut it.
See.
Oh, that's right.
And by cauterizing, you make sure that it does take.
You're fine with this.
Four ends to see.
Yeah, I'll be glad when it's over. That's when I'll be glad. He also said that the doctor's going to ask you to shave. Not looking
forward
to that.
Well, good for you, you know?
Yeah, you mean that.
Well, no.
I tell you what.
I mean, you know what it says to me? I don't know. On my twisted scale of values here. I think it says to your lady, you know, hey, I have my kids with you. I'm with you for the long haul.
It's saying that he's committing to her.
I think in a way it is committing. A buddy of mine, one of my best buddies, had one. He's been married longer than anybody.
But I tell
I know.
You what. I tell you what. Yes. Seriously.
Yes, my friend.
You better get more.
I should hope so.
Poontang than you've ever gotten in your life. That should be like.
Not just quantity, but quality.
24 hours. We never close.
Yeah, I agree.
It's seriously.
Right.
That she should just be laying down always.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll speak about that.
Not to mention, now you can have a series of extramarital affairs and not worry about getting a phone call in 6 to 8 weeks.
What we're saying is that I'm safe. And, you know, that's why I almost got the vasectomy in high school.
Because I'm totally safe.
I could say, baby, I'm safe. But, yeah, so that's...
But you have to admit there is a small part of all men that you kind of feel like you're being neutered, which you are. You're being neutered.
Mike, that's an ugly word.
Spayed and neutered like a dog.
That is an ugly word.
Not as ugly as Cotterine.
You've used that. You've used that word before yourself.
I know I have. I just feel sorry for him. He's going to, you know...
Are you doing this because you want to?
I'm doing it because she asked me to.
Well, that's a good man.
There you go.
That's a good man.
So
what
there
can
you
I
are.
Say? It's a good man.
It makes sense. You know, and actually, it makes financial sense when you look at the cost of birth control pills.
Well, okay.
Just laugh if you will.
Oh, Jesus. That's what it does come down to, isn't it?
How much a year?
I don't know.
No, come on. You know, how much a year are you going to save in birth control pills?
If I had to guess, I would say, what is it, probably like $50 a month? $600 a month. $600 a year.
5 years, that's $3,000. $3,000 you'll be saving.
That buys a lot of beer.
That'll pay for the operation. This is weird. This is, why are you staring at me? Look at him, please.
I looked at him. Now I'm looking at you.
Look at him, then.
I don't want to look at him.
We've talked about vasectomies, and not on this show, speaking for all of us.
We've been down on the guys that call about vasectomies and
I'm
all
not
excited
proud of it.
About it.
We're not proud or excited.
We're not anti-vasectomy. We're anti the guys that, like Mike said, that called and want to brag about it.
Look at the phone line.
Well, you know, it's all
seriously. Look
now.
At the phone; they're all calling. Rob, let me tell you, I swear to God, they will be beating down our door today.
I'll be the most popular guy in town.
And I've always thought that they have weird meetings. Like, okay, now we're the Vasectomy Club of America.
Yep,
we're going to be meeting in the Minneapolis airport stall. We're all going to touch heads.
No, you. I can tell by the way he's acting. He's doing this. He's doing this out of love for his wife. All right, let me dispel the myth. Okay, he's doing this because he loves his wife.
Mike, easy.
Hey, I'm sorry. You can't hide this one. You can't. You know, you've got to. You've got to take the little stage mask off now because the fact is, you just said it. You're doing it because she asked.
She asked, and you know, she's been very patient. It's been over a year.
It's going to make her quality of life better.
Yeah.
And you're doing it for her, and it's a little. Temporary discomfort
so
for you.
What you are saying to God is you're all in with Carrie. What you're doing is you're sitting at the poker table
no.
with God. Yes, and you're
saying, I don't want any more kids.
No, you're taking your balls and you're saying, God.
Did you hear what he just said? Now that's evil. That's very evil what he just said. That makes her feel. Carrie, he doesn't mean that.
She's not listening.
You're taking your balls, sitting at the poker table with God, and you're saying, all in. Mm-hmm. You know, you push everything in the stack
right.
towards the middle.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be awfully warm to get them in the middle of the
You're
table.
Going all in the kid department.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, you're going all in with Carrie because you're saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give up the chance to spread the spiwak seed. Mike's right. This is the ultimate declaration of love, and you're saying to her.
I mean, I don't doubt there are people that have, there are guys that have gotten vasectomies and gotten divorced with kids. That's happened. But I think by and large, I know my best friend who gave me the cool test. In fact, just yesterday, my friend Joey out of Connecticut.
What's the cool test?
He sent it to me. It was online, and I fell for it hook, line, and sinker, where it's a take the following test to see how cool you are, and I click on the test, and it says, you lose, D-head. that's the type of thing, you know, after 1975, I've known the guy, you know. But he's all in, and he's got beautiful grown children, and I am very envious of all my friends that have long-term relationships like that. I'm always very envious.
Carrie has always said she loves me because I can hurt her without hitting her and hit her without hurting her.
Well, it's finally happening. I know you said you were not for this, but the P.T. Barnum in me would not be fulfilled if I didn't say.
Absolutely not.
What if there was even a talent fee involved?
No.
What if
Do you think we could, I mean, what would you do, just bring a tape recorder in there?
You broadcast live from the doctor's office, just like we did with the LASIK surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What if...
I'm entirely not interested.
Are you going to be knocked out? Did they tell you yet? Do you even know what the procedure is going to be like yet?
Well, I know what's involved.
Could you imagine?
I think they give you a twilight or like something to calm you way down.
If you and I were in the operating room with microphones. Wow. We could be like House. I would so want a cane.
You know,
while
how...
they're cutting Rob's nads open.
This could get us back on top.
I would love to walk around with a cane and pretend that I'm House.
No one will stop you, just not at my vasectomy.
So you're going to have it done, what is the recovery time?
So you wouldn't have it done on the air, even if there was a talent fee?
No.
A four-figure talent fee.
Is that with a decimal point?
Well, I'm not paying $10,000. No one's going to pay $10,000 listen to you get cut on.
This is between me and my doctor.
Right.
And ideally, it'll be done the week before Christmas, and I think it's a 2 to 3 day recovery.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
No heavy lifting during that time.
Watch out for your jingle bells.
Oh,
hello.
Oh,
boy, that first time after is going to be weird, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Waiting for.
Yeah, right.
Where do they cut you? They cut you like right above your.
No, Mike, they go right in the hole.
Hello. This guy goes in through the mouth.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, if
show.
They do that, they don't need to cauterize as much.
Ow. God, ugly word.
Cauterize.
Hello, Don and Mike.
With every cauterization, you get dinner at Sizzler.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, I got a little different tact. I haven't got a vasectomy, but let's just put it like I've lost one. You do not want anybody working in that region of the world. The pain will stay with you the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
That's good news.
There's the naysayer.
Okay, uh-huh. It started.
That would piss me off.
But you know what? Yeah. He's still excited that he had one.
No, he said he hadn't had one.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Didn't he say he lost one?
Hey, Don and Mike.
I thought he meant he lost a
nut.
A ball. Mm-hmm. Hello.
That is careless.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don't soften it up for Rob. Rob, it's more like going all in and saying, I fold.
That is funny. I fold. I'm out.
No, that guy's right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. That's what you said to God.
Yeah, you fold.
I fold, God. Uh-huh. Hello. And who knows? What if God,
hello?
Was, what if God was only holding like a 2 and a 4?
And all I've got is 2.
God's hello. Bluffing.
Don and Mike show, right.
God. Robbie.
God's big bluff.
I've always said.
I just went all in with a small pair.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hi there.
Robbie.
Yes.
It's easy.
Thank
you. You go in on a Thursday. The worst part is you have to shave everywhere, all the way down to the taint.
I guess you've had one.
Yes, I have.
Of course. Here they come. Here they come. Yep. Here's the first guy.
He's just a
this
is
the guy. He's the guy that could not stand it. He's chomping to tell the world. What's your first name, sir?
Scott.
Where are you from, Scott?
I'm from Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
Las Vegas, Scott.
Scott, the vasectomy guy.
Well, I have 2 kids that are about the same age as Robbie's kids.
Uh-huh.
And I had one 2 years ago. And the worst part, I swear to God, is the shaving and then having to have that nurse come and rub iodine on you.
What if it's a hot nurse?
She wasn't hot.
What's the recovery time before you start feeling good?
You go in on a Thursday and... You can go back to work on Monday, but no heavy lifting.
How long?
Does
how
it have to be a Thursday? You keep saying Thursday.
Swear to God, it's the Thursday.
How long until?
How 4
long,
days.
How long until the rifle is low? I cannot say that. Just
play 25
along.
Sessions, oh. Perhaps.
25 sessions,
so you got 25 times where you're blowing blanks?
Yeah.
No, until you're blowing blanks.
Oh, you mean you got to clean the pipes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can do that in a day and a half.
And Robbie.
What?
Don't be alarmed the first time. There's going to be...
Be very careful how you say this. Is it going to be like Christmas?
There's going to be...
Colors? Colors?
There's going to be blood.
You know, dummy,
Thank you. We were
trying to say that without saying that.
Well, that's all right. He can just say blood.
I know.
Blood.
It's just, I was, you know what? He's like all those vasectomy
Hello.
Calls.
Yeah,
you know.
He is.
Hey, I got one. Don and Mike.
Grinning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike Show. How may we serve you?
I would like to tell Rob his wife will absolutely adore him for 5 or 6 weeks, and then she forgets about it entirely.
You mean the fact that she'll be rewarding him for getting the process done, and then it's back to normal?
You will think the gates of heaven have been thrown open wide for eternity, and then they slide shut again.
That is now that's a good call.
Hi there.
Yeah, but you know what?
Don and Mike.
6 weeks will be pretty good.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the smoke is not just at the end of the procedure, at least with me about a month ago. It was through the whole thing. And it is a bad and distressing smell.
Yeah. Well, the smell of burnt flesh, if you've ever really burnt yourself in the kitchen,
right.
It's not a good smell.
Not good at all.
But why did you have smoke all the way through? Did he use a knife or a torch?
Because they had to cauterize.
But that's end of it.
It wasn't an especially long procedure. But
and it's not the word that, excuse me, my friend, cut you off. It's not the word that I have the problem with. It's because it's used in that context because I know where the is going.
What you do is you picture the iron, the piece of iron.
Like a soldering iron.
The soldering iron over the pussy wound, and then you burn the pussy wound, and it goes.
Remember your DJ
name? And it cauterizes it.
Pussy wound? It's the word.
But see, the word should be a good word because you know what it is? It's closure.
Yeah.
It means cauterizing the wound.
Oh, stop it, Mike.
You won't even watch that show, will you? Welcome back, cauterize.
That's all they do now in surgery, isn't it? I mean, they do
Well, I think occasionally use needle and thread.
But they actually now use staples, right? Laser scalpels.
And super glue. Yeah.
Basically burning you open,
This is pussy wound. Pussy wound. Pussy wound.
It's the pussy wound show. That was Pussy's sister.
All right, we're back.
The other one. Oh, Lord. Oh. I just cannot believe the opening of this show today. I mean, I thought the Bart story was just nothing short of fantastic.
It's dazzling, isn't it?
But you called it right. You didn't undersell this one.
It's all downhill from here.
So I got this guy recommended to me, and I have a consult a week from Wednesday.
Make sure.
We got to break.
You get the right guy.
We'll break. I mean, trust me, we're not going to stop talking about.
Okay, before you break, just
Rob
really quick.
Yes, sir.
Cauterize.
Oh, no.
Yay. Right.
That's what I think.
Makes your blood turn cold, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Or hot.
Hot blooded.
All right, boss.
Wow.
You okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Buzz?
Yes.
All right, Buzz, before we go to break, we should alert you to the fact you're going to be hearing a new tape on the show.
Okay.
That goes along with your new nickname.
Right.
A lot of times we give Buzz a nickname.
Buzz has had more nicknames than anybody on the show.
That's true. Currently Johnny Ringo.
And I do want to be fairer to our listeners so that we don't get barraged with 8 million calls. Why are you playing that?
Why?
Buzz's new official nickname, at least for right now, is Johnny Ringo.
Yeah. Johnny Ringo.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I love that. That could stick.
That's good.
So, Buzz,
you're
going to be hearing that from time to time. And listeners, you're going to be hearing that from time to time.
Good.
And you're not going to understand what it means.
Uh-huh.
It's Buzz's new nickname, at least for right now.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. Mm-hmm. Ringo. I'm still Steve Shute.
And I'm still, I forgot mine.
Because we changed them.
Steve Shute. I forgot my first name for it, though.
What was your last name?
I forgot that, too.
You already forgot that.
I've had trouble remembering it, and now
them.
I forget.
Yeah, I don't
we modified them yesterday. You were...
I was Weed originally.
You were Weed.
And now he's Johnny Ringo.
What the hell was mine? Does anybody know? But he remembers. It's not good enough. Yeah, that tells me it's not good enough. It's got to be... It has to do with what? Oh, I'm Liver. Wasn't it Vic Liver?
Steve Liver.
That's
I don't know.
Vic Liver. I don't like Vic Liver. If I liked it, I would... Well, I guess I did remember it, so I've just contradicted myself.
Big Johnny Junka. Or what?
Jenkum.
Big Johnny Jenkum.
Such a Friday show. It's Jenkum. Big Johnny Jenkum. I can't remember my name.
Or maybe I'll be like.
That's how you know it's Friday.
I'll be one of those DJs with one name. I'm Jenkum.
There you go.
I'm Liver.
I'm Johnny Ringo.
I'm Ken Hitler.
Ringo.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
I like singing along with it.
Ringo. I actually said that to Buzz last night. He got this car. I said, see you tomorrow, Johnny Ringo.
Ringo.
I'm Johnny Ringo.
Johnny
Ringo. Ringo.
The great Lauren Green.
Lauren Green dog food.
There you go. Lauren Green is Soylent. Is Soylent Green is people? Is Lauren?
Lauren Green is people.
Lauren Green is Alpo dog food.
Really, you know what I like about Lauren Green?
What?
When they cauterized
it. Just his flesh wound.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh.
You know what they did on Lauren Green? I think they cauterized a boil.
That's all right. I'm building up a tolerance now.
I know, because we're loving. It's like, you know, nails across the chalkboard.
We've had a lot of dances at the Ponderosa, but none has been as good as the time we cauterized Hoss.
Candy cauterized Hoss.
Look at that. It's like one of those government studies.
Hoss's balls were cauterized.
They show somebody violent movies over and over again, and you see it, and eventually.
Yeah, it's a Clockwork Orange right
now. Yeah, so cauterized, cauterization.
Who cut on Dan Blocker's balls?
Hope they cauterize your penis.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
David Canary will do it.
Canary balls.
David Canary, who played Candy on the Ponderosa.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Bonanza?
Okay, Bonanza.
Time for a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boobies.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am totally alone right now with only my thoughts. I love it. I'm loving it. I can literally say anything I want. No one is going to hear me. Wish I could have gone with Ryan on that cool retreat! Janet has plastic boobs! I have hemorrhoids! Doesn't even matter.
Does not even matter.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Dude, have you hit that?
No, come on now, listen. We're talking gay here.
Gay, 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 gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Let's talk gay.
Homo.
Let's talk gay.
He's a fag. Gay, 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 gay.
Oh, we do love gays.
Yeah, we do.
We love our homo men, our lesbian women.
We do.
And this is Homovember.
Yes.
We're now less than 2 weeks away from our Feed the Gays.
I like that. Feed the Gays.
Feed the
you
gays.
Just came up with it, didn't you? You just said it. It was in your brain. It came out of your mouth, and there it is. That's what it's got to be. Now, Homovember, they're two separate things. Our Homovember Feed the Gays spectacular. I couldn't put it any better. Feed the Gays.
So we are trying to feed the gays. We need the gays to feed.
Now, are the gays responding? Are we getting some homosexual activity?
Here's the thing. Our website is currently absolutely upside friggin' down.
Mm-hmm.
We're having I don't want to say a relaunch, but there had been parts of our website that nobody paid attention to.
Right.
There's stuff that needs to be upgraded, so we're fixing that. So
I guess
the answer is a lot of email is coming in. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to take phone calls or just emails? Do you want to have a list back there, or are we going to do
exclusively
email? I think
we're going to just stick with emails. Okay. Joe? Hey, Joe, how are we doing on that?
On what?
Thanks, Joe.
We've had a few submissions.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
You can't even not be competitive with your own kids.
Oops, I'm sorry. How could that be? What was that? That was a phone call, but it was Michael Jordan. Hello?
Mark and I are expecting.
What the hell is this?
I've got all the wrong tapes in. That was Jennifer Lopez admitting she's pregnant.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Can I hear that one again?
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Uh-huh. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
Thank you. Right. So it's Don and Mike website for Homovember.
Right.
We've had a couple submissions, so please be persistent, and we will be in touch with you early next week.
Mark and I are expecting.
What would you like on the menu for that? Since in my shameless attempt to get a promotional announcement
Hank's
every
look
time,
around cafe.
Every time you mention it, what exactly? I mean, do you have any? I mean, I gotta give that
traditional.
Stuffing. You want turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes,
Mike,
and some sort of vegetable?
I'm thinking your traditional straight. Thanksgiving feast.
Very, very good. Right. Some rolls, maybe?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Lots of creamery sauce. Butter. Okay. Yeah, cranberry sauce. All that stuff. We'd like a total of 10 gay men, 10 straight gay men, and Homo Joe is going to be the mother goose of this celebration.
The hostess.
Joe will be coming out of the cornucopia for Feed the Gays. And, oh, yes, we have a $500 door prize that one of our lovely gays will be receiving.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
How will they receive it?
Like, is it cash?
Whatever they prefer.
Yes. $500
just cash,
cash
money for the holidays.
Yes, one of
you can buy all your gay friends' stuff.
One of the lucky 10, one of the chosen 10. And then the entire Homovember Thanksgiving Feed the Gays broadcast will be live on our show the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That is wonderful. And we got the little table up there. We can set it up buffet style so they can sit in the office casually and enjoy their Thanksgiving feast.
So if you go to our website, dynamikewebsite.com, click on the icon with Homo Joe's face. His face. And we'd like to get a bunch of gay guys here and have it be the gayest Thanksgiving ever.
Wonderful.
The gayest ever. Now, here's the real calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm kind of mad right now.
Why are you kind of mad?
Why is that, man? Sound kind of laid back to me.
Yeah, man.
Well, because you guys realize how hard it was to jump a deuce with you guys talking about that stuff. Horrible.
I do like drop a deuce. I really do.
It was hard going. It was hard going to the bathroom while you were listening to Rob's discussion about his vasectomy.
Yes, worst BM ever.
Oh wow!
I'm
sorry. Boy, that is a real indictment. The worst one ever.
Worst BM.
Are you really sure? I mean, you haven't perhaps in your young life had worse ones than that one, or was really that the worst?
What about when you were a baby?
He might not remember the baby.
But if it was really the worst one ever, I'm proud to have been a part of it. I mean, to be at that extreme.
I'm trying to think if I can remember the worst one I've ever had.
I think yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
They're all bad.
Based on the smell.
Hello. I actually can remember the worst one I had.
When?
Going up to my sister's, taking a plane up to my sister's 50th birthday party.
Peanuts.
The morning. Yeah, Rob remembers that.
Yeah.
Remember when Planters came in, when we were doing the promotion with Planters, and they brought in, like, cases of peanuts, and I basically ate a jar of peanuts.
Cases
and
of
not
jars.
Basically, I did. I ate a jar of peanuts.
One of those big, gigantic, party-sized jars.
And I, like Rob and Buzz, we all have weak tissue down there, and I woke up in the fetal position, and it was hours. It was back and forth for hours, and then through the weekend, too. Had to go back to my hotel when I got up there. Had to give a speech at my sister's 50th.
I know my worst is I got some bad salmon in New York when we were up in New York. And I just, if I had been 5 feet further away from
bad
the bathroom.
Bad salmon can kill you.
In National Airport, I wouldn't have made it.
Wow.
It was a matter of inches.
Do you have a strong memory of your worst?
I've had so many bad bowel movements. I like to focus on the positive.
Always.
The victory.
Always. Oh, I shouldn't have even asked. I know that. You like to keep it positive. I know that.
One day this week, in the morning. I did have one that was so perfect. It was like one of our missiles coming out of a silo. I went back with the paper, and there was no trace that the rocket had ever been fired.
Perfect.
And when I looked in the ocean to see the rocket, amazingly, the shuttle had not broken into pieces.
Right.
Wow.
And I felt like that guy in that movie when he says to Matthew Broderick, "My own stools, sir, are gigantic."
With no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Well, now I cannot say it. Didn't
I
have
can't
any,
say that,
didn't
right?
Didn't have any odor. Uh-huh.
You know, I don't.
But it was a good one.
I am so paranoid about that when I have one like that, I don't like to talk about it. Because if I do, then the next ones are going to be bad. Or I'm going to get all bound up or something like that. So I don't even talk about it when I have a perfect one.
Buzz, how are your BMs?
They vary, you know, all the way from perfect to terrible, depending on the day, the week, you know.
You've
had,
and of course, your problem, probably the worst you ever had was when you're...
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately,
Your colon exploded at one point.
It did, actually, yes.
You almost died.
I almost died.
I'll take anyone that is blood-free.
Oh, God.
Hey,
you still
that,
having problems with that?
Occasionally.
About that whole thing when
tomato sauce.
When your colon exploded?
Uh-huh.
Did you have to have your card, the interior detailed after that?
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah.
Because I just remember that you were actually in the car when you got the onslaught of that.
Pulled over by a cop.
Funny you should bring that up. I'm preparing the best stuff for the end of the year, and there's a great story about Clink and your Escalade and you having to get the car detailed.
You had to pull. You were in the car when you got the acute pain?
Yes, yeah.
Did you know it? Did it just like go, oh, my God?
I knew something very, very bad had happened.
Don't you remember the whole thing that he sat in there and he waited?
Went on vacation, right?
I had just come back from vacation.
And you'd felt something on vacation, but you didn't deal with it.
No, not really. No, last day of vacation, I ate a lot of almonds, I think, or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I ate too much of whatever it was.
Right.
But this was an ongoing condition. It was going to happen eventually anyway.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Driving back from the grocery store, I felt this sharp pain. I knew something horrible had happened, and that's about the time I saw the blue lights in my rearview mirror.
Because you were wavering all over the road?
No, I was just trying to get home so I could have my wife drive me to the hospital.
Oh, gotcha.
Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there, buddy.
Hey, the worst news I ever dropped, bro. I was on the freeway in the middle of the desert.
Right, bro.
We don't need any more than that.
Check with you later, dude.
A freeway in the middle of the desert.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, I have a unique connection between your excrement in the jar. I don't know if you guys...
You mean Jankum?
You mean Jankum.
Yeah,
mean
Jankum, that's it.
Buzz's BBC hoax.
Right, well, it was funny. I'm a teacher, and on my break on Fridays, I get to watch, of course, my Young and the Restless, the terrible, you know...
Right. Connection. That's fine. Yeah, yes, you watch your soap opera, right?
I know, it's a girl
right.
thing.
It's all right.
But the funniest thing is they're talking about this explosion on the soap opera about because the methane gases were building up. And they had this huge explosion, and the garage came tumbling down and killed somebody. But I just thought it was so funny because you guys were talking about this Jankum.
When you're teaching, in your classroom, when you're teaching, do you take this long to get to the point?
I'd like to be a little bit more animated. Sure, absolutely.
I'm kidding, of course.
No need to say, is that an hour-long soap opera?
It is, but I only get a half an hour of it. Yeah.
No need to help those kids that have like a second grade reading level.
What grade do you teach, my lovely?
Actually, I teach third, yeah.
Third grade.
All right, well, excuse me, that first grade reading level.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming along. They're almost in second grade now.
God, I remember my daughter's first grade teacher. Wow.
Uh-huh. Lovely memories.
Oh, my God. All the dads felt the same way. Sure. It's like parent-teacher conference.
Handsome woman?
She was a handsome woman. I think she's still there.
And we love to see those handsome fathers come along to those conferences as well.
Are you a married lady?
Maybe.
I am married, yes.
Hot for the teacher.
Oh. Sure. How married are you?
Yeah.
Very married. Very married.
You sound extraordinarily hot.
Let's say that someone, I don't know, single father, maybe a talented mimic, a restaurateur.
Somebody like that.
Bear with me. Let's say that
We might have to get the duct tape, bro.
Let's say he was going to come in for a parent-teacher conference, and it was just him. He's a single parent, and then... You found him so attractive, you had to throw your teacher morals out the window, and you had to say, you know what? This is going to be the semester that I don't have an affair with one of my students. This is going to be the semester that I have an affair with one of the parents. Could you ever see it happening if the right guy walked in?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's the attitude,
that's
baby.
That's the
spirit. That's fantastic.
What celebrity do you look like?
People have told me that, actually my brother the other day told me I look like, dark hair. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Every time you guys ask somebody this, I'm like, who do I look like?
You know, I don't mind waiting for her. That's for some strange reason, I'm really enjoying the waiting process.
Don't think less of me for saying this. I believe she teaches in the public school system.
I do.
Dark hair. It wouldn't be Catherine.
Hair is a shock. Why
it wouldn't be Catherine Zeta-Jones, would it?
Why help the booger readers? Watch your soap opera, honey. Eat your yogurt.
You know why she doesn't teach fourth grade?
Have your apple slices.
Because then they'd be teaching her.
Now, guys, I'll back off because I want to find out who she looks like. Is it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Well, you sure would like it to be.
No. Well, I
is it Marie Osmond?
I have the very big eyes. Christina
is
Ricci. Like
is it Eddie Cantor?
Big eyes are good.
Yes, and big smile. That's what everyone.
Oh, come on. Give us a celebrity. Come on.
Are you petite? Marty Feldman. Are you petite?
I am. I'm tall. I'm 5'8".
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So petite as in tall. Tall, no. I'm not a right.
How much do you weigh?
140.
Do you think any of your students have a crush on you?
I have, yes. Yes. Yeah, I've had those little, you know, cute. Cute love letters. That,
you ever thought about molding young minds like
it's
that?
Third grade, for God's sake. Do you want me to call Chris Hansen right
Mike,
now?
Mike, I want to tell you something.
It's third grade.
Mike, it's an accelerated society we live in. Today's third grader was yesterday's
sick
ninth grader.
It's definitely the parents or the fathers that I have single-handedly been attracted to before. You know, we can all look, right?
Sure.
With the holidays approaching, let's say one of your students wanted to get you a piece of apparel. What size bra would it be?
good question.
That is a good question. They would have to go for a 34C.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's
fine. Okay, now we're talking. Have the dads?
Mommy, boobies.
Have dads ever hit on you?
Yes. I've had a couple fathers that, you know, basically say their sons very much enjoy being in my class, and they understand why. But little comments like that.
Did it ever result with
just sounds so damn
I
hot.
Bet, do you get a lot of this when guys are in your office, a lot of husbands, a lot of dads? Do you get a lot of the where they're, like, touching your shoulder and junk like that just to be able to get close to you?
No, I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been in those parent-teacher conferences, mm-hmm. and if it's a hot teacher, you lean over. And I used to do this even with Frida in the room. You lean over, and you go, like, say to that teacher, you know, you are really, really just a hell of an educator. And the whole time it's like, I can't believe I'm actually touching you. And my wife is sitting right here watching me touch you.
Do you ever come home with chalk dust on the back of your sweater?
Not that I'm aware of. My husband hasn't told me, at least.
I remember I was thrown out of one teacher conference when I actually went behind the teacher who was writing on the chalkboard and did the dual hand cup.
Oh, that's not good.
And she somehow was offended. It was a term of endearment. I was trying to be nice.
That's too much. Yeah.
I was trying to relax the room.
Over your teaching history, how many of your students have gotten you pregnant?
Oh, please. Only one man has done that 2 times. That's it.
You're the mother of two also.
I am.
Now the whole, you know, young single thing.
What about the vagina?
Yeah, right.
What about the vagina?
Right.
What about the vagina?
Okay, I heard you.
What about the vagina?
How old are you?
Dude, have you hit that?
How old are your kids?
4 and 2.
Four and two.
Actually, last night I took them to the Wiggles concert down there in D.C.
Great show, isn't it?
Now she's turning into a sweet mom. I'm losing my mojo, right? Buzz, you're not, are you?
Not so much.
Buzz is getting more excited right now.
At the Wiggles concert, did Jeff or Anthony hit on you?
Are they the Wiggles?
Well, Anthony did wave at my daughter and I, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
the blue and the purple one?
Are you stretched out?
Oh, God.
Darling, you know what I mean.
No, of course not.
Are you nice and tight?
Yes, you do your Kegel. Every woman does their Kegel exercises, don't they?
Yeah.
She's a great interview.
There's a woman.
You know, you're making up for like all the bad callers we've had this week.
Oh, thank you.
Has your husband had a vasectomy?
No, but he is absolutely jumping the gun. He's ready. We're done, he thinks.
Oh, really? So he might be ready to have the same procedure that Rob's going to have.
Oh, is Rob? Yeah.
Yes.
Did you not know that?
You hadn't heard.
I'll be just like your husband.
I remember something my third grade teacher used to say to me. Maybe he said to your class.
What's that?
It's like a little motto. Like, there are two things I remember. One is, here's how you always spell dessert as opposed to desert.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
dessert has two S's. Because you always want seconds.
Two helpings. Right.
And
exactly.
Here's another thing. Eating ain't cheating.
That's your third grade teacher.
Yeah, she said, remember, two S's in dessert, and eating ain't cheating.
And then she would accidentally, you know, drop all the chalk on the floor and have to bend over and pick it up.
Oh, that's a shame for you, wasn't it?
Turn on.
That's a thing for me today, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
I would clean your erasers.
Do you wear skirts to class?
Not short skirts. I'm on the carpet a lot.
Mike,
so.
Mini skirts.
You don't wear micro minis by any chance?
I do not.
What about your carpet, if I could be so bold as to ask?
Yeah, since we're having this fun moment.
I have my school clothes and then my weekend wear.
No, your carpet. Your carpet.
Don was specifically asking about it. Don is focused on one particular area right now.
Your feminine carpet.
Yeah. Is it wall to wall?
Oh, it's a landing strip.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yep. Better than hardwood floor.
Yes, better than hardwood.
Better than hardwood.
Wow.
Hardwood.
This has been fun.
It's kind of redundant at this point. Hardwood.
You ever wear hot pants to school?
No. I don't mix my two attires.
How about the tops? Do you ever show any cleavage? Obviously, if you're a 34C, you've got something going on up there. Do you ever have the plunging neckline at school?
Not at school. I try to not mix my business and pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, Harbor Valley PTA, it's been wonderful talking to you.
You've really made our Friday.
You've taught us.
I'm glad. I listen to you guys every day, and you keep me in stitches. So thanks to you.
Yeah. Tell all your hot teacher buddies to listen to our show.
And next time one of those dads puts the move on you, why don't you make his day? Just give him a little creeper. just give him a little tug there.
I'll give him a little tease.
Yeah, a little handshake. Yeah, absolutely.
Just all reach right. down and see what's going on.
Okay, Teach.
See you later. Weekend.
Bye-bye. She said that to us the way she'd say it to a dad that was sitting on her.
Have a nice weekend. Now, take your hand off my breast.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
She was asking for it.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, I was thinking if... Rob does not invite you to the operation. You can just use the words your son should have wrote to a little note to Rob.
Remember, it's fire season.
You know, it's so interesting when we get a lovely young lady that we really enjoy talking to, and then it were immediately just put back into reality.
It's very dry. It's fire season, big drought.
The wet towel is snapped on our bacon.
So the crickets, only you can prevent the show from grinding to a halt.
Here I go. Here's something I thought was real funny, and then I'm just going to be silent and not
Mike?
Explain it. What?
I'm going to save it right now.
Yes.
Ringo.
How you doing, Buzz?
Johnny.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Ringo. Buzz Burbank used to be known as Buzz Burbank. Now we call him...
Johnny.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
That's right.
Johnny Ringo. All right, cats. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
I played this before, right? KT Tunstall?
Yeah. Good. You ought to make us stick
together. It's a song I bet everybody thinks they know now because the NFL, they're brilliant at marketing. That ad where the Adam Vinatieri kicks the barbecue set... And where Matt Leinart throws the jersey, they play the original song by Canned Heat.
Right.
Let's Get Together. Let's get together.
Get together, baby.
God, I wish she would just clean herself up. I really.
Sometimes you just got to close your eyes and dig the music.
Yeah. I really like KT Tunstall. I like her music. I like what the songs say, but then I look at those big Brillo pads underneath her arms.
She looks like she's been sitting in a jar out in the sun.
KT Jenga.
Jenkum.
Jenkum.
KT Jenkum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fergie. Fergie would be a big...
Fergie would be a Jenkum
Fergie's
girl.
Fergie's Jenkum. Oh, yeah. All of the Spice Girls.
Amy Winehouse, yes. Oh, that's Amy a Jenkum girl.
Yep. You can stop right there, Mike.
And sometimes on certain days, Avril Lavigne can be a Jenkum girl, too.
Right.
Okay. So good, Alanis Morissette.
Yes, Alanis Morissette.
Especially in that video, she's naked.
I have a sponge.
I'm trying. You'll clean them all up, right, Buzz?
Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Radio Gods.
Howdy,
what's
up? Hi there.
I had a BM reference. Elvis's last was his worst.
Technically, you're correct.
Hi.
That's true.
Training
though.
At stool.
But Robbie, he was straining. Did Elvis actually complete his bowel movement?
What do we I know? Bet not.
When he was
probably impossible.
He's probably still straining at stool, right?
No, and I really do think he was not straining at stool when he died. I think that he was reading in the bathroom.
And he was just wasted.
Yeah, he was on his barber chair, because remember, in his bathroom, he had a toilet and a barber chair.
Oh, so he wasn't on the commode. I thought he was on the commode, though.
Well, he was on the floor. Oh. So it depends from where he fell.
Ah, gotcha.
Remember, he fell.
His teeth were knocked out.
But he had his pajama bottoms were around his ankles.
Or they had to knock his teeth out, right? They
with a hammer. Right.
And also, he choked on the shag carpeting that he has in his bathroom.
Right, because he fell face first.
And when they made the medical call, they phoned in and they said they've discovered one Negro male individual because his face was so dark
purple
from the blood.
Wow.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
So we don't know whether he was on his commode or on his barber.
I've heard it both ways. And just for total disclosure, they did have to knock his teeth out with a hammer. And when they autopsied his stomach, the contents sounded like gravel because it was so full of undigested pills.
Undigested pills. Uh-huh. Wow.
The king of rock and roll.
There you go.
That's
what it sounded like.
Elvis's stomach.
It's full of gravel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. So Elvis did not have a bowel movement.
Hey,
last,
Radio Gods.
On the last day he
probably
lied.
Not.
Died. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
Don, as much as I love you, you know, you can put Janine Garofalo in that jar, too. And I know you love her.
My friend, one man, obviously one man's S is another man's Jenkum.
But we were talking about female musicians. We were talking about musical artists. We weren't talking. Now you open up a whole different, group of women that you can put in that category. I can put the very unclean Jill Clayburgh in that category.
Don and Mike Show.
Second time this week.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm driving to Ocean City, and I just lost your signal. What station are you on in Ocean City?
I believe we're on 109 FM. FM 109.
109 FM. Okay.
109.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, you might be thinking, he was just a guy that wanted to hear the show. Well, he was demanding.
Yes, he was.
It was something about his manner.
A little pushy.
And also, I imagine he'll spend the next 5 minutes with his radio going, okay, 107 point.
Oh, they're pulling a fast one on me.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Hey, Rob could reach Katie Couric status if he filmed his operation. Huh?
He could. He could. Absolutely. It could be a history-making broadcast.
Hey, we offered Rob money to do it on the radio, and he said no.
He said he'd do it for $10,000.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there with that kind of money, right?
No, I just don't think we could get that kind of money.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah?
It's you.
Greetings, gentlemen.
There we go. Wow. Maybe a problem with the software, Mike. Hello, you're on the air.
Rob's nuts roasting on an open iron.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So how are you anyway? I meant that for you, Mike. You
me?
And I have not had a chance to chat.
No, how could we with all this stuff going on today?
The busy show and Rob's vasectomy.
I'm bummed out. My fat suit is too fat.
Too loose?
Yes. Ridiculously so. The pants are way too loose, and now I got to pull them up. But
well, just hitch them up.
I'm going to hitch them up, then get them adjusted and, getting ready to...
Let's get back to where we were yesterday.
With the whole Marine thing?
Yeah, with the fact that you were worried about your...
I feel as though, I might have overreacted.
You're taking your girlfriend to the Marine Ball tonight, and
the birthday ball, yes.
Yeah, you were invited...
232nd anniversary of the birth of the Marine Corps.
You're invited by a friend of yours.
Yes.
Who's a colonel.
Lieutenant
right?
Colonel, yes.
Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah. Not a full bird, as they say.
And
I've been getting loaded with emails telling me all about the Marine Corps,
good.
Too. I'm somewhat of a, marine aficionado now. I know a lot about it. I've been reading these and actually I've been paying attention to these very long emails with all the different details so that if I'm quizzed tonight, I might be able to hold my own a little bit.
The last couple of days you've been
feeling insecure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty sure that
I'm not anymore, though.
That your girlfriend is going to walk into this thing tonight, see all these Marines in her dress.
Well, here's the deal. Her dress did not arrive. She got she mail ordered the dress thing. She, you know, she called the number and they were supposed to send it. So we had that little crisis at the house today that they sent her shoes. Uh-huh. They sent her shoes. I shouldn't be laughing. She's going to kill me. They sent her shoes, but not her dress. So she had these shoes that she bought especially to go with this dress, right. And the dress didn't come. And then when she called the company, she said, "Oh, I guess we told you it was in stock, but it wasn't." She said, "Thank you very much." So she was a little uptight, and I completely understood that about her. And you know, so now I have the surprise. I'll be walking into this event long after they have cocktail hour begins at 6:00. Then they have the ceremony, which is the big deal, which I'm going to miss at 7:00, and I'll get there about 7:30.
So she'll be there before you.
She'll be there before me with my business partner and his wife,
and you don't,
and the lieutenant colonel and his wife.
You don't yet know what her dress looks like.
I have no idea what she's going to be wearing. So if I go in and she's wearing a tube top with a micro mini, I'll know that I'm in for a very, very long evening. A very, very long evening. But I, the whole thing, it's not even about her as much as it's about me. You know, I feel like
That's right.
I feel, thank you. Don't we all know that? I feel as though, I just have to be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Prepared to deal with Marines.
Why would
the Marines that are feeling their oats because it's the birthday of the Corps?
Right.
And if you got these emails I got, all this stuff about being a Marine, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's so not like other branches of the military. These are Marines.
You should be honored.
I'm very honored
that you're going to be there tonight.
I'm very honored, sir.
Won't a lot of the other Marines be there with their wives?
Yes, I would assume so. I don't think it's going to be a free for all.
Do you think it's at some point during the evening you'll offer Carla as some sort of sacrifice,
if need be? If I have to
save
look,
your life.
No, look. The bottom line is what this is. This comes down to physical cowardice. Okay, this is what this all comes down to. It comes down to physical cowardice. And as Don points out, that in the event that I am challenged in any way, I, based on her young age, will offer Carla up as some sort of Marine sacrifice. The bottom line, what we don't realize is we are at war in this country, and we have people coming and going, and these are, many of these guys, whereas, 10 years ago, we would have gone to one of these functions, and you had odds on the guys had not seen any combat. Well, now it's quite the opposite.
Yes.
The vast majority of these guys that are going to be there are combat veterans, I would imagine.
And I would
say, Carla, give yourself to them to prevent me from getting in some kind of altercation.
Now, why would you get in an altercation?
I'm not going to. I'm going to be very meek and mellow. All right, you want to know really seriously, my stupid brain, this is the way it works. This is what went through my head.
Okay.
As I'm driving to work, I'm
saying, all
right, I get my little invite, right? And I've got to meet Carla and my business partner, his wife, and the lieutenant colonel, his wife, at this function.
Right.
And I'll be getting there roughly an hour and a half after the thing begins, but plenty of time for the dinner portion of the evening. So I figure that's cool, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking that I'm going to walk in with this whole ballroom with everybody sitting quietly during the ceremony part of the evening, and I'll come like open two double doors, and all of a sudden everybody will be staring at me because I've walked in and I've broken some rule that you're not supposed to interrupt the special ceremony or something like that. I'm just very, very paranoid about it.
Okay, so you're paranoid about arriving?
I know. Let me make this real clear to you.
What?
I don't expect you to understand me.
I'm trying.
I really don't. I know you're trying hard to understand me, but it's the way my mind works sometimes.
Can I just yell at someone for a second?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just wanted to give you a little correction on your canned heat reference to Katie Tunsil's Let's Stick Together.
Yeah,
we love those.
It was actually written by Wilbert Harrison, the guy that wrote Kansas City.
I believe I didn't say it was written by canned heat. I said performed by canned heat, hit record by canned heat. So I guess you're wrong.
Well, actually, Ken, he did a song called Let's Work Together.
Hold on a second. Wait. You called to correct, and you were incorrect in your correcting.
You're wrong. Ken, he did a song called Let's Work Together, not Let's Stick Together.
And this song,
still wrong.
And it, so they're totally different songs, you're saying?
No, it's the same song. They changed it to Let's Work Together.
Okay, so why don't you just bend over and eat me?
So it's the same song that he was referencing.
It's a song by Canned Heat. You are absolutely just picking nicks by saying that Wilbert Harrison wrote a song called Let's Stick Together. Canned Heat changed it to Let's Work Together. I know more about this than you ever will. Go back into your hole.
I only knew it by Bob Dylan, so you did educate me. That caused me to Google it on the internet. So.
All right, well, go to hell. I hate guys like you, seriously.
Oh, see, his day is made. You hear him practically, he's practically having a moment.
No, I never knew Ken, he did it, man, so I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. All right.
You guys, man.
Thank
Radio
you.
Gods, I love you.
Thank you, douchebag.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
See, I don't want to get into a moment like that tonight. I don't want to have a moment like that where all
no
of a sudden...
No one's going to challenge you on a Canned Heat song.
I know, but what if they challenge me on anything, you know?
I don't think that'll happen. All let's stick together. You know we made a vow
to be one another never. Kicks a little ass, doesn't it? God, if only she would shave her armpits.
Mike, let me offer this.
Hold on, Rob. I just want to do a thing. I said, Jankum! Nothing like a little Jacob. Well, you put it in a mason jar and you're gonna go far. Talk about Jacob.
Talking about, I'm only talking about Jacob.
I'm sorry, Rob.
More than once tonight at this ball, some powerful Marine will come up to you and be pleased to meet you. I bet.
Oh, yes. I hope so. I hope so. You know what? You know, really, 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 truly, about of all branches of the military, these are guys I've always been impressed by. Marines, I really have. I
think not me.
Good.
Have fun.
Thanks a lot. Say that. I'll pass that along. No, I'm looking forward to it.
I agree, Rob.
I'm excited about it.
I think the Coast Guard kicks ass.
Rudy Martsky served in the Coast Guard.
So did G. Gordon Liddy.
Mm-hmm.
He made sure that Coney Island was saved during WW2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bravely defending the hot dogs and cotton candy.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
dear. Oh, Liddy.
Oh, God.
He's going to mention his gay lover.
John.
Some guy named John.
What's all this, then?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sorry about that. That's premature for Buzz there.
For Johnny Ringo.
One. Ringo. 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 Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo. Ringo. We're back on the network now, right? Ringo. I screwed up coming out of the stop set. My mistake. I played the thing that would indicate.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Fits in the jingle. Well, if are we on the network now?
I think we're back.
All right, well, then, okay. Well, play this. I'll just show you how we do it.
Okay.
What we do is when we're coming back from commercials, we play a jingle, uh-huh. And I play a tape in between where they sing our names.
Right.
And accidentally, I played the wrong tape.
Uh-huh.
So here you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
See, what happens is they're great is right next to Planet Crackpot. Mm-hmm. So we are getting ready to come out of commercials. That goes.
Show. What's the word from Planet Crackpot? WJFK.
See, that's bad.
It's a little too long.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
That's perfect.
And then we do this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know.
Oh, this is Dale Jr.
In a one-hour press conference.
He said, you know, 107 times.
You know what I mean? You know.
It's one of our most requested tapes.
You know.
Yeah.
What not?
The Don and Mike Show.
No, we don't know, Dale.
And we're back.
Balls on Fire. The Don and Mike Show.
I have hemorrhoids.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, this is Watt Smith. What's up?
Hi there. What's happening?
Yo, I was just thinking about gay people, and I'm really worried about them. You want to hear why?
No.
No.
Bye-bye.
So long. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks for calling. He asked. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. How's everyone?
Howdy. What's happening?
Oh, not much. Just want Mike to relax, have a great time in his new suit with his hot chick, because a Marine will always, always behave in a gentlemanly fashion.
Thank you.
That's what I suspect.
I'm actually quite looking forward to this evening. I don't get to wear my
your life, bro.
I don't wear my school clothes very often, and I'm very excited about it. Yeah. Even though my suit doesn't fit, I'm looking forward to going out and having a great time tonight.
What if you get there and Carla has on some incredible dress that's just absolute,
smoking?
Like, remember that dress that J-Lo wore, that thing where she had the sticky stuff on her boobs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, it looked like it was glued on.
Yeah.
I'll grab her by the elbow, whisk her out to the car. We're going home. What do you mean? You know, it'll be one of those things where she's kind of like sliding across the parking lot with her high heels. What are you doing to me? You're hurting my arm.
Let's go.
Get in the car.
You bastard.
You bastard. You have to be such a tasteless bastard.
You can get laid in a lumber camp. This is your date? This is your business? This is your business lunch?
No, I love you, I love you, I love you. No. Get out of here, man.
Where to, mister?
Move.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. There's a little playlist right there. The movie is called Play Misty For Me.
Yes, the disc jockey's friend movie.
DJ's Nightmare. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, hello, it's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, sorry, I just got off the phone with Carrie. You know, she said either tell Rob get a vasectomy or add a dick to me.
All right, thank you, funny guy.
A vasectomy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Yes, hello, Cheryl. This is Don, Mike, Buzz. We're all here, Robbie.
How do you do?
I'm really happy to talk to you. I've been to a lot of the Marine Corps balls, and first of all, I want Mike to tell Carla, don't worry, no matter what happens to the dress. Many women don't have gowns.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking. The way you, Cheryl, the way you weaved your little story there, you know, I'm a little uptight to start with, and you started with that whole thing where you sounded like it was going to be ripped off or something like that.
No, Mike is insecure and jealous.
Jealous of those hard Marine bodies.
If I'm cutting to the quick?
Yeah. Anything you say. Absolutely. Jealous, insecure, petty.
Oh, please.
Borderline psychotic.
Nobody does a ceremony like the Marines.
I know. I'm going to miss it, unfortunately.
Mike,
I'm going to miss part of that.
You should walk out the door right now. It's like going to see Elvis after he's left the room, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you really will. If you go to the ceremony, you'll never forget.
Yes, Mike, go right now.
Well, see, I'm going to be there late for that.
You'll never forget it.
Leave now, Mike. Forget about
that. All right, Don's giving me permission to leave early.
And also,
good night, everybody.
But again, Carla, if she wears a cocktail dress
All right. I'm fine.
She won't be alone.
Thank you so much.
She's young and beautiful.
Thank you.
They will all love her because she's young and beautiful.
I knew it. Hey, do you know Gladys Kravitz?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If she's young and beautiful, they'll all love her, Mike.
I couldn't look forward to anything more. I'm really looking forward to it, and I thank you for the call.
Okay, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Jesus.
Didn't help me at all. That was, all these calls have been...
Hold on.
I like getting my balls busted. I don't like calls like that.
Hey, Joe? Joe?
Hold on.
Joe, yes, emergency.
Don. Yes, Don.
Bring Mike a treat.
Oh, certainly.
Please. I think you need to bring your blood sugar level down a little bit or up a little bit. And also,
Mike and Ike.
You showed incredible restraint with that lady.
Yeah. You think so? I thought I was a little overboard with her. I thought I did the opposite. I thought I was a little too. You could tell then? You could tell that she was kind of a nudge?
Yes. Give Mike some treats now.
All right. That or up.
Okay. Let's see. What will it be? We have the Quaker Chewy Oatmeal Raisin Granola Bar.
Uh-huh. No, you're uptight. Go all the way.
I hope I have one of the peanut.
We do have the Mike and Ike.
Go for the hard stuff, Mike. What's the problem?
I think Joe Bogarted all my peanut butter
Mm-hmm. Snacksters, that's what they are. They're not snackables, they're snacksters.
Well, right. Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Joe, did you Bogart my snacksters?
Right. He's still talking on the phone.
Got an important call.
Who's he talking to? He's on his cell phone. Who are you talking to?
Hold on. Yes, I ate a lot of them.
The peanut butter ones?
They were delicious.
Okay, they are the best ones. Yeah, these aren't the good. Who are you talking to?
My wife.
Hey, Tracy, baby.
Don't let the job stand in the way of that, Joe. How's your wonderful wife doing?
How are you doing, honey? You want to say hi to everybody? I'll put you on speaker.
Let's listen to a lucky voice now. Let's hear a lucky, lucky voice.
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker. Cut. All right, you're on speakerphone.
Hi, Tracy.
No, don't cuss.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, okay.
Hi, baby.
I'm sitting in effing traffic.
What are...
I'm going 12 miles an hour.
What's Joe like naked? Tracy, baby.
I don't think she can hear you.
Joe, ask her that. Pass that along.
Don wants to know what I'm like naked.
What?
Don wants to know what I am like naked.
What? They're similar.
Practically hairless.
Wow.
So you gleaned something from everything.
Practically hairless. Man, I'm in a good mood.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, Mike, we have a saying in the Marine Corps, and that is trust a fellow Marine with your life, not with your wife. Have a good time tonight, man.
Same to you, asshat. It's the first guy that really pissed me off.
Hi there.
We haven't said, everybody's not a Marine.
Don and Mike show, hello.
How are you fellas doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Mike? I'm doing great. I'm having a snackster.
Mike, you're the luckiest man in the world. You know why?
Why?
Because your lovely lady's going to be drooling all over these hot Marines all night long.
Wait.
And she is going to walk out of there so hot, you can have anything you want when you get home, brother.
Okay, Ron Jeremy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I want to tell you why that wouldn't work.
Why is that? Because she'll be looking at these bodies, and then she'll see mine.
See, sometimes,
snacks are good. They are.
Sometimes you're with someone long enough, one can actually finish the other sentence.
I know.
We just did it.
Yeah, it's not going to have a positive effect. I mean, here, you want to know the truth? I'm going to have a good time.
That's right.
I'm going to have a very good time. I'll probably have a lot of laughs. I'm at a table with some of my friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Okay.
Hola, Don and Mike.
Hola. Hola. Donde está casa de Pepe?
Hola, my friend. Yeah.
Yes. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Antonio Banderas. This is Antonio Banderas.
Oh, get out of
the
here.
The terrible Antonio
Banderas.
Hello.
Now, the guy that called is Manny Ramirez. Now, that was an impression.
Don and Mike, hello.
He's a Morado.
I don't even know what the guy was saying.
Radio.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
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 B, C, what comes next?
Love the show, baby. Can I talk to the boys?
They're very busy.
Okay. Hey, who am I talking to right now?
Who do you think?
You're a celebrity, man.
Who, me, Joe?
Yeah, you are. And let me tell you something, son. We live in a world with walls that must be guarded. Who's going to do it?
I don't know. Me, Joe Ardinger, I guess I will.
I have more responsibility than you can fathom.
Do you want to say this to Don and Mike?
Why not?
All right. How long have you been listening to their show?
Since they went on the air.
All right. Well, get ready to give it your best shot, all right?
Okay.
You a big fan?
Huge.
Number one fan?
I got a question for you. A lot of they get people on the air all the time who don't know that they're on the air, and then they always come up with this lame excuse saying the voices sound different. What do you think about that?
What would your opinion be?
You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world with walls that must be guarded. Who's going to do it?
All right, is he processing the fact that he's on the air now?
He's doing a play. He's acting.
He's so committed.
I have more responsibility than you can fathom.
He is so committed to his agenda.
Limited.
He is limited. He is so limited.
You are on the air. You have been on the air.
You've been on the air the whole time. That's what we're trying to tell you, okay?
It was one guy, two guys, three guys talking to you, and you still thought it was Joe.
Can you explain yourself, please?
My existence, while grotesque to you, saves lives.
You know, you know what saved that? The fact that he had the extra dialogue.
But
saves
still,
lives.
It's getting dark as we near 5 o'clock on a rainy Friday.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
So it begins.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing up there?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Rufus up here in Washington State. I just want to tell you guys y'all doing a really good job, and keep up the good work.
All right, Rufus.
What's your opinion, babe?
He's so good, he should be a recurring bit.
Yep, he turns his
Rufus.
Radio up.
Rufus, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, sweet thing. Once you get started, I'm just going through all the Chaka Khan Rufus things now.
Chaka Khan?
And you know why?
Chaka Khan.
Because I feel for you. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll be there through the fire.
Wow.
Hello.
Everyone needs to leave Mike alone.
Hey, you can't call.
Leave Benny alone. That's
right. Is that her?
Yes, it is.
Is that her? Any? I'm so mad at you right now, Gladys.
Gladys?
Why? The Red Sox
because,
won.
No,
it's
Gladys.
Problem.
You know, you're right. The Red Sox did win. But Gladys, anytime.
Hey, Gladys.
Let me explain something, Gladys. Anytime the heat is on me, in any way whatsoever.
Where's my present?
You got to jump in. You got to jump in because you can't stand it.
I can't.
And the more heat I get, the more bitchly Cowcorn likes to call the show.
I'm wanting you to.
Because you know what? You pretend to be this sweet, No. Let's just leave it at this, Gladys. You don't like me, and I don't like you.
I love you, Mike.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do, too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Especially since I, look what I found. It's a piece of that mug that had Robin's picture on it. All right.
I was going to send you the receipt.
See that?
So.
This is the piece. Oh, it broke again.
He's breaking it again. I swear to God, Gladys. I swear to God he is.
I know. I believe you. I believe you. And I've been looking for another one. But
Gladys, why should I maintain my friendship with you when Mike is obviously coming between us?
Well, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't.
All right, Gladys.
Good. Hey.
Bye.
Hey, then we got something done today.
Bye-bye.
Will you never call again?
I hung up on her, Rob. I very rudely
Great
hung
joy.
Up on her.
I have a sugar high, and Don hung up on Gladys. I could not be happier right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. White Plains Drifter here. Got a question for you.
Nickname.
Nickname. Sorry. Learn the rules, dude. No shirt. No shoes.
No dice.
No dice. Hey, I know that, dude. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I can tie a yellow ribbon.
Would you tie it around my big oak tree and my pants?
No, that's Mike's job.
Now, the big pauses, is that part of your routine that you've been working on all afternoon?
I get the feeling this is a guy who maybe heard us yesterday wishing death on a guy and probably wants us to go down that same road.
Yeah, exactly what he wants.
Welcome to Guys Without Dates.
Because he never has possessed an original thought in his life.
Wow,
yeah, okay, tough guy, yeah. Mr. F with the show on a Friday because I don't have a date.
Hey, Mike, you need some apple pie?
Some apple pie, baby. What's your problem, brother?
I don't have a problem. Enjoying the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your agenda? What are you trying to do? You trying to be funny?
No. I was just, since everybody's going down the road of yesterday's show of being jerks and all that stuff, I thought
Oh, contrary, until you, we've had nothing but wonderful calls today.
Oh, really? Gladys, was that good?
Yeah, Gladys, I mean, that's basically what we do with Gladys. We yell at her, and she'll call back, and we know she'll call back, and she knows she'll call back.
She's like a dog. She's like a three-legged dog. She'll always come back.
But without an original thought, we don't expect you to understand that.
Yeah, it's hard for a little peon like me.
Well, it is.
Well, that's very true.
So we get back to it. What's your deal here?
You're trying to set us off because you heard someone set us off yesterday, and it's not going to work today. And we really don't have the time to go through the whole charade of sitting and pretending like we're going to fight with you. So how do you want to end it? Should we just hang up on you? It seems so cowardly, but we have all the power and you have nothing.
Well, to be honest.
But, before you go on, though, I mean, I think that, we did have a lot of calls yesterday.
I hate it when you do this, Mike.
Well, no, sometimes I want to be a peacemaker, and we will give you the final word. But we do have to move on with the show, but we'll give you the last word on this side because we don't even know what your agenda is. So go ahead.
That
was
a wonderful playlist.
We haven't done that in a long time. That's why it works so well.
You jack off.
It was pretty obvious that it was coming to people that have heard it before.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Those moments of beauty. Oh, like, yeah. You know, going back even to yesterday, to wishing to come through the radio and choke a guy.
Right.
You can't summon that. That has to be real.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not real proud of that, but it has to be real.
And that guy right there was looking for some of that. We just don't have it for you.
Right. We did the worst thing we could do to him right there. Mm-hmm. You know, he was about to give his whole little witty spiel, and we cut him off at the nose.
You ass.
Yeah.
See, what these people don't know is I have their phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I do on the weekend is what I do is I go to the worst parts of Washington, D.C., and I go where there still are pay phones,
right.
And I write, love to suck, mm-hmm. or I write, I swallow.
Right.
And I write these guys' phone numbers. That guy was from area code 925.
Right. Very good.
Are you going to New York Avenue this weekend?
Enjoy yourself.
Because I'm crazy like that.
It'll be big fun.
Every weekend.
Bus stations.
Sometimes you even include, if you can get a street address, you include directions.
Men's rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I do it, Jack. Sure.
Right. And if we really get mad, we send them a one-way airline ticket.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Now, why wouldn't someone want to jump into this fray?
I have no idea.
Hello, you are on the air.
Welcome.
Now I hear nothing like there's something wrong. Oh, now I heard a little throat clear.
Hello.
Afternoon, radio guys.
There you go. Late to the party. How are you anyway?
Very well. Two things. Number one, I think they grabbed the NFL grabbed that Let's Work Together Can Heat song off the Invincible soundtrack by the Vince Papale story.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sorry.
Blah, 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 blah.
Number two, if after all things go on tonight, Mike, at the end of the night, in your Jackie Gleason suit, just tell your girl, baby, she's the greatest.
All right. Thank you very much.
Blah, take
blah,
care.
Blah, blah, blah.
Have a lovely weekend.
Blah, 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 blah. Now enjoy let's yourself. Try to give away some cash, some prizes.
Yay, rah, rah.
It has been a long time since we have pinned relative against relative.
Oh, boy.
This is where we find out how much you know about your family and how much they know about you.
It's perfect as a great lead into the holiday season.
Real simple. The game is called It's All Relative. You call us up and you give us the number of a mom, dad, a brother, a sister.
Right.
We ask them three questions about you, and if you match all three answers, boom, you win $100. We will give $100 to everybody that wins in this game.
Good, good, good.
You got to call us right now at 877-365-3636. We'll need the number of the person that we're calling.
Right. The relative.
And it would be helpful if you know that they're there.
Yeah, and, you know, I find that brothers and sisters work, mothers and sons work, fathers and daughters work. It's a lot of fun.
Then there is the elusive grandparent.
Yes. Grandparent, grandchild. We love those.
Because don't forget, turn this off for a second, CBS cares about elderly AIDS.
Absolutely. Listen to Hector Elizondo.
Whatever that thing was.
CBS cares.
Well, now, Your Honor.
Well, no, that's not the CBS cares about AIDS tape, is it?
Hector. That sounds like Duke.
I know, that's funny. Well,
he did?
He did what, Duke?
I don't know.
Well, what is he admitting to?
Being careful? It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
There you go, that's just as good as playing the tape about AIDS.
Well, why?
Oh, well, here you go.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you? Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS cares.
There it is.
You want to speak to your parents about remembering to put their shirts on and their pants on forwards, not backwards. I mean, I don't really think you have to worry about safe sex.
That's a discussion I will not be having.
So it's all relative.
Three questions. We ask you the questions. You match your relative, and you win the money.
Impugned? What does that mean?
877-365-3636.
I love that little stager.
And we'll be right back. Why'd you point to that?
I didn't. I pointed to that. You
pointed to that?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the stager.
We're done with that.
Mike liked it. I thought he might like to hear it again.
Well, I liked it because it's kind of like as we're teasing this segment to come up and we're, you know, heading down towards a commercial break, it sounded like that sitcom music, you know.
A transition.
Well, call now. Phone Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm not happy.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Exactly, sir.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, what have we here?
Yeah! Hello, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's not too annoying.
I have hemorrhoids!
Three times is the charm. Four is even better. You know you want to hit it again.
Play the game.
I have hemorrhoids.
Sure, boy. The game is It's All Relative.
It will fascinate you.
Where we call a member of your family, ask them three questions about you or them. It really could go any way. If you match the answers on all three, you win a brand new $100 bill.
Wonderful.
Get the calls and see what's doing. Let's start with this guy. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Corey.
Corey.
All right.
Hi, Corey, where are you from?
I'm from Vegas.
Well, thank you for listening. Who do you want to play the game with today?
My sister, Laura.
All right, very good. It's nice when you play it with your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to play with your sister. Yeah, why don't you see if she's on the line?
Why did that sound terribly, terribly inappropriate?
Rob will now try dialing your hottest ball sister, Laura.
And who's older, Corey? You or her?
My sister is.
Okay, so it's you're the younger brother.
I am actually the baby.
The baby. Oh, that can only be trouble.
Two rings, says Robbie. You got her? Oh, already
very
got
good.
So, while Rob is on the phone with your sister, Laura, we'll ask you three questions. The very first one I would have for you is, out of all of the members of your immediate female family, whose feet stink the worst?
Whose feet stink the worst?
Yes, the stinkiest feet in your immediate family.
Or let me, hold on. It's a Friday. It's a getaway Friday.
Yes.
Let's kick it up a notch. Who do you think is in most need of a tube of vaginitis or Vagisil?
Vagisil
for vaginitis.
I'd say my mom.
Oh, your mom.
So your mom with all Vagisil. Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Ready for question number two, Corey?
Yeah.
All right, Corey, and this applies to your whole family. You know, long-distance relatives, people you see at holidays or immediate family, doesn't matter. If you had no choice, what relative, male or female, would you describe as the village idiot?
That I can't include myself, right?
No.
Okay. Beside you.
If you had no choice, what relative, male or female, would you describe as the village idiot?
Michael.
And who would Michael be?
My brother-in-law.
All right. Brother-in-law's count.
What?
We're going to need a bonus question because she heard the first question. They've changed the wiring of the phone.
No, all right. So, we got to change the first question then. The first question would be, if you had to make out with any member of your family, any male member of your family, who would it be? Yes.
Come on, Corey.
Anthony.
Who's Anthony?
My nephew.
Gross.
And the last question would be, so we can just wind this up, how many guys do you think your sister has bedded?
That's the bonus question?
Yeah.
There are three. She was on hold, and she heard the one about Vagisil. So
the third question.
Had to change it up. How many guys do you think she's been to bed with?
Six.
Corey says six. All right. Corey's answers are Anthony, his nephew, Michael, his brother-in-law,
okay,
and
here
six.
We go, and had her on hold. Hello? Hello?
Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you for calling me.
Hi there. We have your retarded brother, Corey, on the line with us.
They like that.
And we're playing a game called It's All Relative. And maybe when you were on hold, you heard the first question about Vagisil.
But I thought it was a commercial, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay, well, we changed it anyway.
Well, to show you how the game works, the question to your brother was, what female member of your family is most in need of Vagisil? And he said it was your mom.
He said your mom.
No, it's his mom. No, I'm kidding.
His mom?
Well, we have different moms, so we have the same dad.
Oh, okay, so your stepbrother,
gotcha.
And sister.
The Modern Family.
Very good.
He's my brother from another mother.
I understand.
Gotcha.
All right, very good.
All right, Laura, well, here you go. We have three questions for you. We won't keep you long. If you get all of them right, your dumb brother gets $100.
Okay.
If he had to make out with a male member of your family, who would he make out with? And he came up with an answer pretty darn quick.
And it was an answer that made us a little uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
If your brother had to make out with a male member of your family, who would he make out with?
A serious male?
Yes.
Yes.
No children, please.
No children?
Maybe not. I'm thinking about Corey's answer,
we don't know.
I sure hope so.
I hope that
he is older.
Okay, he's older. All right, okay. That's yeah. Fine. All right,
he's not a child.
Male member of the family that Corey really really wants to make out with.
Thank goodness it's not a child.
Is it Anthony?
Yeah.
And I think that was probably the toughest one. Anthony. Hot Anthony.
Tony. Anthony.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something. You got that one. Well done, Laura.
Wow.
All right, Mike, let's go with question number two.
All right, Laura, question number two. We asked Corey if he had no choice, what relative, male or female, would he describe as the village idiot?
Michael.
Michael. Wow. They're two for two. Match. Oh, they are two for two. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Michael, she didn't even hesitate on that one, Corey.
All right now, Laura, for $100, how many men have you let inside? How many men have you been with? How many men have you bedded?
Excuse you?
How many men have you been to bed with?
We asked Corey how many men you've had.
He ventured a guess.
Like, I'm going to tell him.
Partners, well, no. Actually.
He already gave us a number.
He gave us a guess.
Come on, think about it.
Yes, just think of this. As soon as you reveal this, Laura, it's going to be with you for the whole holiday season.
How many
men? And everybody in Washington can hear me, huh?
That's right.
Yes,
how's that?
To a lesser extent, other cities.
Yeah.
How many men there, Laura?
Five or six.
Hey!
Hold on, pick one, though.
Pick one.
Is it five or six?
Oh,
God.
You're being a taskmaster today.
Think about it.
Six.
Six is the winner.
Wow,
fantastic. Laura and Corey. I mean, you guys hemmed and you hawed, but you matched each other answer for answer.
That's how you do it.
Can you tell my brother I love him?
You can tell him yourself.
He's on the line with you. Go ahead, Laura.
I love you, sis.
I love you, bro.
That would be Corey the retard and his brother, his sister, Laura the slut.
And the answers were...
you did not say that.
Both Corey and Laura both said that Corey would most like to make out with his nephew, Anthony.
That's my son.
Corey and Laura...
That's your
son.
That's my son. Buddy is fine, isn't he?
This is too fun.
This is great.
Village idiot.
And but tell us about Michael, the village idiot.
Oh, where do I begin?
Or Laura, you could tell us about the six guys that you've been with.
Yeah, that's right, six men you've met.
Do you want to hear about the scarecrow, or do you want to hear about the six guys? No, I'm kidding.
The scarecrow, is that?
What's the scarecrow?
Hey, Michael's so stupid he took the Pepsi challenge and chose Jif.
Wow. You know what? He's one of the only men I know that can trip falling upstairs.
Boy, Michael is really, I mean, the hatred is really coming through the phone here.
And we don't hate him.
No. Corey, let me ask you about...
We love to make fun of him.
Let me ask you about your nephew, Anthony. Who's the celebrity that you think he most resembles?
Blue Diamond Phillips.
Okay, all right.
Well, you were really fast with an answer on that one.
Yeah. You know, Corey, you seem a little too interested in young Anthony.
Hey, he's my blood, and I love the guy to death.
How old is he, Laura?
He's 24.
Oh, 24.
Has Corey been involved in his life for his entire life?
Has he what?
Has he been around for your son's entire life?
Yes.
Has he been a part of his life?
Yes.
Michael been involved in Anthony's life?
For the last 13 years, yeah.
Okay. And Michael is whose husband?
Mine.
Oh, so Michael is your husband.
Well, he's not Corey's.
Hold on. The village idiot is her husband.
The village idiot is her husband.
And the guy that he wants to make out with is her son.
Yeah. Her son. No wonder they matched each other. Boy, does Corey come over every night for dinner or what?
Wish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This gets weirder.
This is getting strange. You know, they're not blood relatives.
If he could, he would.
Is one of the six men you've been with your brother Corey?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
You guys are crazy.
Thank God for that answer.
Where'd we come up with that?
Yeah, we are
blood
crazy.
Relatives. Not blood relatives, remember.
Yeah. But my brother is fine, too.
Hold on,
Mike.
Oh, your brother's fine, she said.
Uh-huh. How fine is your brother?
Was pretty fine considering he's the brown helm from Sacktown, so yeah.
That's right.
Who gets
That's
around?
Right.
He's the what from Sacktown?
He's the brown hound from Sacktown.
The brown hound from Sacktown.
Ask him how he gets around.
Jesus Christ.
That's right, boys.
Now, how long have you guys been brother and sister? How long has the family been together?
His whole life.
All right, so the whole life that you guys have been together.
You guys, I am the baby.
When you were growing up?
You know, we ask the questions about who he wants to make out with, and it's like this instant answer. I ask him a question like, how long they've been brother and sister, and they stumble on that one.
Also, who does Anthony resemble? Lou Diamond Phillips?
Right away, these rapid answers. Hey, Corey, have you ever seen your sister Laura naked?
No.
Ah, okay. All right.
You ever kiss her when you were growing up?
No.
You did, too.
Oh, controversy.
Well, he gives me kisses on the cheek. He loves me.
Yeah, brother-sister kisses. I mean, guys, she is a nada. She is hot, too.
She's hot, too.
You ever pat her popo?
A what?
Did you ever give her a pat on the popo?
No, not on the coolie.
Pat her popo.
You know, pat her popo, your ass. Your coolie, your bottom.
Oh, yeah, he spanked me on the butt before.
Oh, wow. So will you all be having Thanksgiving together?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
Are you at all like the family that Chevy Chase goes to see in Las Vegas Vacation?
When he stops to see his friend and his cousin?
His cousin, Eddie.
Cousins!
You guys, we put the fun in dysfunctional family.
And now, how many others are there? How many others are there in the family?
There's another sister.
Okay.
There's another brother.
Uh-huh.
Hate like no other? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, for both of you now, for a quick $100, what is the biggest scandal ever in your family?
Very good.
Just tell us and we'll give you $100. What's the biggest bit of tawdry behind the scenes, Peyton Place, soap opera, scandal?
Prison?
That's happened in your trailer trash family.
My trailer trash family?
And your wonderful white picket fence family. What's the one bit of hidden garbage? Something that would shock and titillate us.
Something that would really excite our listening audience. Something that everybody is hanging on the radio now, just waiting for you to give us the answer.
What is the deepest, darkest secret of your family for $100?
Purge it. Purge it right now for 100 bills.
Either one of you. Just jump up. What's the worst secret?
That we probably got more brothers and sisters running around that we don't know.
All right.
Yeah,
so they're...
Our dad was a player, and, you know, our dad was adopted. But I'll tell you, he was knocking boots from here to Albuquerque, make them hobble like turkeys, I'll tell you, boys. So I may be one. She's a nada. There's so many nadas. You can throw a rock in L.A., you hit somebody in the family.
Really? Okay, so dad got around, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good one.
We'll give you 50
I like
for
that a lot.
That's not really scandalous.
Not scandalous, but, well, it's certainly
intriguing.
You ever see anybody, like, when you're in a shopping mall or something like that, that just kind of looks like you and you wonder?
No, but I did chase somebody down in a Jeep one time because his last name was on the license plate.
and he was Filipino and something else, but he had my last name.
So you ran him down?
Yes, I did. I went and caught up with him at the KFC and tried to find out who he was, and his name was Bill.
Now,
my father's middle name is William.
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, are you guys Filipino?
No.
Oh.
No, you're not Filipino? Are you Hispanic?
Mexican-Indian. I'm proud of it.
Mexican-Indian.
Native American.
Native Americans. Yeah, nice. All right. Very good.
Don't just get into gang fights. We like flowers.
Okay. Good for you. Oh, you guys rock. You really
right.
do.
Well, listen, thank you for playing our game. We'll give you $150 and go your separate ways now. Thank you, Laura. And thank you, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Right, hold on, Corey.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
Oh, that was great. I liked it when she did the Cheech Marin at the end. Get into gang fights.
I don't think we'll get a better couple than that.
Not a chance.
A lot of people on the phone.
Not a chance.
I don't think so.
That great. Was good stuff. I truly enjoyed that.
So Michael is the husband. He's the illegitimate. Uh-huh. Anthony.
Anthony's the nephew.
Who the brother who's not brother by blood wanted to, if he had to, would
make out.
Make
out, right.
And yeah, six. Sure.
Well, they matched. That's the important thing.
Six.
You know?
Maybe six when she was six.
And then, of course, the family scandal that there are brothers and sisters all over L.A.
Scattered
all over L.A.
From Albuquerque to Los Angeles.
That was great.
All right, that's how we play. It's all relative. And, until next time.
Oh, I love this music.
Don't forget that our time is your time, and time is promised to no one. Until next time, the hands of time keep saying bing bong. It's 29 before the hour.
It's All Relative is a Danny Elfman production.
Stay tuned for Judge Joe Brown.
Followed by Texas Justice.
And then two episodes of King of Queens. Tonight.
Oh, I love Pee Wee Herman.
JB.
Yes.
JB.
Oh, we can ask him about a bunch of stuff today.
James Brown, yes. We will talk about the weekend's NFL football with JB right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob. Stop telling JB. Put that. Will you get that tape ready?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
You stop prepping. Rob does the pre-interview. Like JB needs a pre-interview.
He asked for it. I wasn't
going
to tell him.
All I hear is Rob on the phone going, "Well, Mike's going to Marine Ball tonight, and I'm having a vasectomy."
Did he say that to
yes,
him?
He did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
He's already started telling everyone.
Yeah, he's on the phone. We're trying to get this segment together. He's going, "Okay, here you go. I had a vasectomy." What did JB say?
I said, he wanted to talk to you, and I said, listen, I've got to talk about me first.
Did you really tell him about your vasectomy?
Of course.
Well, see, now you're falling into that category of guys that like to brag about it.
I wanted to know what was discussed on today's show.
Here's the tape coming out of the break.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. Where? In Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Nine.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we are thrilled once again to have with us the host of the number one pregame show in America. From the NFL Today on CBS, here is our friend, the great James Brown, JB.
Hello, JB.
Don and Mike, first of all, I understand that you guys had a radically different Jim Nance on your program last week.
We did.
Jim had a lot of humor with him, huh?
He was out of control. I would describe him as totally out of control.
He was in that mode where he was ready to take his shirt off, go run, scream down Fifth Avenue in New York. And also, he was very, very... And he was anticipating the biggest number of all time, guys.
And he got it, too, didn't he? I mean, it ended up being an overwhelmingly highly rated program.
It was an awesome number. And, you know, Jim and Phil did an outstanding job, as they always do. It's really nice to read a couple of our writers comment how they liked a clean telecast where the guys weren't overhyping it. Jim is always on top of the numbers in the story. So it was all good. But, again, you guys bring out the best in him. I'm too impressed.
He is a different animal when he comes on this show.
Well, success is going to...
Operative word, animal, huh?
JB, first thing, this is a football question for you. I'm sure you've dealt with it a lot this week. It's about sound at the RCA Dome.
Right.
And if it is sound from the Colts or if it is sound that was a mistake by CBS, let's play a little bit of the audio, and maybe you can tell us what you know. Here it is from the Hoosier Dome.
And Moss, open on the slant. Down to the Colts 42. 13-10 game starting this final quarter.
Now, JB, that beginning, that crowd noise, that...
It really sounds like a skipping CD is what it sounds like.
As far as you know, is that a CBS technical gaffe, or is that the Colts, or do you not know?
And you know what? Let me be brutally honest. I don't know the answer, but Don and Mike, in all the years that I've been in TV, I've never heard that it was a network-related issue at all. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Doesn't suggest that it couldn't be, but that's a new one on me.
Well, you know, we were talking about it the other day, JB, and we were mentioning that, you know, I know on the Masters telecast, they pipe in the birds, the tweeting birds that you hear, and they have the kind of the sounds, and they've talked about that, but, I've been aware of them doing that to, you know, you don't have to really spice up the audio for TV with an NFL crowd at a home game, do you?
At all, and not for a game that everyone was billing as Super Bowl 41.5, please. I mean, the crowd there is a knowledgeable, intelligent crowd, and they had every reason to be psyched up. They didn't need anything added to the mix at all.
All right.
No pun intended.
Let's talk about Darth Hoodie for a second. What is Belichick's major malfunction that after the game, when Tony Dungy goes to shake his hand, he blows him off the way that I would blow off a listener approaching me in a shopping mall?
You know, and I'm speculating here because I know Tony wasn't very pleased when he heard about the whole Spygate situation, and he did comment prior to the results coming in or the investigation revealing that, in fact, that the Patriots were guilty. He said, well, wait until it's confirmed, and then I'll have plenty to say. I would imagine that certainly was good bulletin board material as far as Bill Belichick is concerned. Tony, to his credit, again, took the high road when asked about it repeatedly in Indianapolis, saying that's just the kind of guy Bill Belichick is. He doesn't harbor any ill feelings toward him. But you know what? This is me saying this. I know good and well that Tony and a whole lot of other folks would love to have seen Tony win that game as well, too. But, hey, that's just the way Coach Belichick is. And you know what? Right now he can back it up because he's got a squad that's playing lights-out football.
Well, you know, you're talking about Bill Belichick, and it seems to me that the Patriots have kind of an us against them mentality, and I don't. There are two things at play here. You know, you see that picture in the paper this week of Belichick and Dungy at meeting, and you know Belichick basically blowing Tony Dungy off, and then you hear what Don Shula says about the Patriots. They should have an asterisk after their record. It seems to me that I guess you don't.
Shula's
have to be...
already done a 180 on that incident.
Has he come back on it a little bit?
He's already turning around. I didn't mean it.
But it seems like there are two things going on here. First of all, the Patriots kind of have the attitude of, hey, they're out to get us, and there are not a lot of people that are doing cartwheels over the success of the Patriots.
And that's a shame from the standpoint that the players themselves should not be faulted. Those guys are playing phenomenal football. Look, at 9-0, the only undefeated team in the league, they've got the number one ranked offense in the entire National Football League. Their defense is the fourth ranked team in all of football, and Richard Seymour is rounding back into shape. Rodney Harrison is rounding back into shape, coming off of the suspension as well. And I understand, from a football standpoint, some people will say, well, they've got some old linebackers, and they showed a bit of that. Well, you know what? But these old linebackers have been playing some pretty doggone good football. So it's a shame that the players have to suffer through this. and I said this a little earlier, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I give them all of the credit in the world for having a phenomenal football team, a wide receiving core that's playing phenomenal football. Tom Brady, what can you say about this guy? He is Mr. Cool in the clutch. But given what they did, that certainly put a smudge on it with respect to Spygate. It was wrong. I understand a lot of teams will try to employ some method to do to get information that would give them a leg up, but most of it comes by studying tape, videotape, to pick up on tendencies and habits. When you flat out cheat like that, I don't care what they say. It's a violation. It's against the rule. And if, in fact, you have coaches and players talking about how they are role models for youngsters in America, then set the right example. There's no excuse for that. So in no way do you condone that at all. That was flat out wrong. But again, they're a great team.
I had two follow-ups for you on that. First, what's the difference between that and the mystique that the Raiders had back in the 60s, that the Raiders would cheat, that the Raiders would water down their field, that the Raiders would steal signs, the Raiders would do all this crap, and the Raiders were beloved because of it. It was like you play the Oakland Raiders, you knew they were going to cheat. You knew that they were going to put metal underneath the pads on their hands to cut guys. Why was that okay and this is not okay?
You know what? And it doesn't make it right at all. And the fact that it was looked upon where folks would turn and look the other way didn't make it right, because the fact of the matter is, people can get hurt out there. You know what? The New England Patriots were thought to have had an issue with the field earlier this year, and I wish I could recall all the particulars. But you don't play games, because these guys, I mean, these are million-dollar bodies out there. Their bodies, those are the tools that they use to earn a livelihood. Guys can get hurt. That's why for years folks were screaming and hollering about the carpet sitting on top of concrete there at Philadelphia's old stadium as well, too, until they, you know, got that issue resolved. It doesn't make it right. And today, if that is found to be the case, then teams suffer severe penalties relative to that.
All right, then. Finally, do you forgive Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Say that again.
Do you forgive Dog the Bounty Hunter? JB,
you caught me by surprise on that one too.
Do you forgive
I didn't see
him?
That one coming from you.
Because he said if people don't forgive him, he will kill himself.
Right.
And I'm urging
you. Are you making a mental note of whether people forgive him or not?
I am urging you, JB, to be like me. Don't forgive Dog the Bounty Hunter, because he has said he will kill himself if people do not forgive him. Do you forgive him?
Hey, you know what? The bottom line is, and I know here I come. Don and Mike can say, yeah, here comes JP. He's got this square response all lined up. And you know what? I'm going to stay consistent, because as you well know in the Bible, it says, how many times are we supposed to forgive? 70 times 7. Or actually, it says 7 times 70. So the point is, if his remorse is genuine and it's asked for, then yes, you do forgive him.
JP, right. How did I know you would say that?
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
That's right.
I'm surprised that Don and Mike, I'm surprised you two didn't have some church music behind that.
We should have. The organ music would be perfect for that.
One more thing before we pick a couple of games. JB, it seems now the cream in the AFC is rising to the top. Used to be the AFC was so much better. Now I see those two teams and the other teams underneath them. Maybe Pittsburgh is okay. But there's not as many great teams. Who in the NFC do you think is bubbling under? Hold on, I'm getting this the wrong way. Two great teams in the AFC where I used to think there were eight great teams.
Yeah, you got the Patriots and you got the Colts.
Now I'm thinking maybe in the top 10, it might not be AFC dominated. Who in the NFC do you think right now has the best chance of beating either the Patriots or the Colts?
Wow. You know what? Most people will tell you that the NFC is still, you know, a step or two behind. Dallas is playing exceedingly good football. Tank Johnson, you know, in the fold now for them. They ought to be strong. Green Bay, you know what? You got to say they're for real. Although I think, yeah, gosh, I'm struggling here, because the New York Giants, I think their front four has done an outstanding job. They are the sack leaders. If the offense gets in groove and stays in a groove, the New York Giants could be a legitimate team. But I'm going to give it one of three: Dallas, the Giants, and Green Bay.
You know,
Dallas,
it's shaping up to be a great season, because these are teams, you know, from back a few years ago. These are, you know, some of the old school powerhouses that are making noise now. I think that's good for the NFL.
There's no question about that. And you know what? I'm also very happy to see that the Detroit Lions, even though I still think they've got a ways to go defensively, I'm happy to see that things are being turned around in Detroit. It's nice to see that happening there as well.
Agreed. And what about the teams that we thought in the AFC would be kicking ass, like San Diego falling by the wayside? And for goodness sakes, JB, what the HE double toothpicks has happened in Cincinnati?
You know what? What a shipwreck that is right now. Look, Chad Johnson, and it's easy to say when things are going bad, but I have never been a proponent of a guy elevating himself above the team.
Yep.
Hey, those of us in TV who pander to it, who show what he does on the sidelines, you know, all we're doing is encouraging that. I know, yeah, we find it fun, and it makes our job easy. Let me be honest about that. But from a team standpoint, I don't like that at all, because it's like the coach has two sets of rules, and you can't do that, because when other guys see that, then it breeds discontent. And when you're starting to lose, those problems are magnified. Winning is a great deodorant if they can get back on track, but it's a tough stretch for them.
What is your prediction? What is your?
Can I say that again?
What? I'm sorry, we're starting to lose you here. What is your prediction on Rob's vasectomy?
Oh boy!
Hey, we got him.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is the only time you've caught me speechless, and I wish you could see me, because I am blushing, and you know I'm too dark to blush.
All right, let's pick the three biggest games, and then we can talk about Rob's vasectomy in private. How about, here's a big game. I never thought it would be Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. I'll take the Steelers, Mike.
I like the Steelers also, JB.
Who do you like?
I'm going to go with the Steelers, although I'm very happy to see what's happening with Cleveland. But their defense right now is still struggling. The offense, they've got the fourth best offense in the league. But I go Pittsburgh.
Minnesota, Green Bay. I'll take Packers, go 8-1. Mike.
We're going to agree this week. I'm taking the Packers also. I'd like to see the Packers do it.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go with them as well, too. With Adrian Peterson, is he the real deal or what? Love it. You know what? And the only reason I'm going against Minnesota is because they still haven't found the answer at quarterback there.
All right. And then well, you know what? Let's do two more, because there's Dallas and the Giants.
Thank you for doing that one.
I'll take the Dallas Cowboys.
Ah, Big Blue all the way. Big Blue. Go Big Blue.
Oh, boy, they had a Donnybrook the first time out, the Dallas one. I want to give it to the New York Giants, because I think that pass rush is going to be awfully good.
Right. And here's a game, I don't think it's a sexy game, but I'm telling you, these are two really decent teams, Jacksonville and Tennessee. It's not a sexy game, but they both have kick-ass teams, and they have great records. I think it'd be a great game. I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one. Mike?
Oh, boy. I guess I'll go with Jacksonville, too, because I have no idea who to pick in that football game.
Yeah, you know what? Neither do I. By the way, how badly have I done in these games with you guys in the past?
Have we been keeping an accounting of this?
We have gotten all of them right, and you've gotten all of them wrong.
Well, you know what? The game is being played at Tennessee. Jacksonville's had a fair number of losses of players. I'm going to go with Tennessee at home. Yeah.
All right, I'm changing mine. I'm going to go with JB and pick Tennessee also. I'm all pulling right out of that Jacksonville pick.
Although I got a feeling about Tennessee that they're going to be like the Ravens in 2000. You know, going to the Super Bowl, maybe, or the playoffs. With
really?
No offense.
Wow.
Killer defense, okay. Tennessee. JB, great talking to you as always.
Hey, love you guys very much, and tell Rob my prayers are with him.
Very good, JB. Thanks so much.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever get a vasectomy?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Plain and simple. Yes.
Thank you. You know why? He's a man.
He's a real man, Rob.
What does that even mean?
Bye, JB.
Bye-bye.
Take
care. All right, fellas.
There he goes. All right, that's James Brown.
He knows what it means, Rob.
He knows, and all real men know what it means, Rob.
Yes.
Rob, are you getting any, phantom soreness in advance of your procedure?
You want to come look?
You know, I was just thinking, it's time for the news.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's a good thing your wife got the ice maker fixed.
Oh, I'm going to need it.
You're going to need the ice. Because it would be very frustrating to be trying to soothe yourself with party ice.
Ice your balls down.
I've got to go to the 7-Eleven and buy party ice.
Limp over to the 7-Eleven.
For mine balls.
No lifting.
Well, hi.
Hi.
That's the taste of Rob's vasectomy in my mouth.
Well, we didn't say cauterized, though. Have you forgotten?
Oh, he's forgotten it.
He's not desensitized to it.
That's an ugly word, Mike.
Cauterized. We're going to cauterize the news right now.
Stop it, or I'm going to have to say that all the Marines will be cauterizing Carla tonight.
Okay, I'll stop. No problem.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
How you doing, Johnny Ringo?
Ringo. Just call me Johnny.
I'm for the news of Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
again. Don't ask why, but it's his new fake name. Ringo. He's not Buzz anymore. He still is Buzz.
I'm Johnny.
He's JR.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
You, me, Mar, Mears, Buzz.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
A couple of loose ends here before we get to the news, Buzz.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi, I'm up.
Everybody listening on WJFK here in Washington, 106.7. Our good friends, Hefe and Dubs, have got their weekend show back.
Yeah. Wonderful. Good guys both.
I'd like to give those lads a plug. We'll be on WJFK sometime on the weekend in between all of the infomercials. Buzz Girdley?
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to mention the writer's strike or not.
Yeah.
I did read something online today that I thought was interesting, that one of the talk shows that you would not think that is hit by this strike is being hit by the strike. The Maury Povich, a lot of the paternity test shows are actually written. They are scripted.
Really? Yeah. So they're not reality shows at all. They're just fakes.
Thanks. I had that here somewhere.
They know exactly how.
I guess Springer would be the same. Is Springer still on the air, though?
Yeah, believe it or not. Let me see. Go on the poll.
Are the paternity tests on Maury scripted?
Are they, Don?
I don't know, Rob. Today's award for rogue journalism goes to MediaTakeout.com, blowing a lid off the scandal involving paternity tests on Maury.
Right.
These paternity tests are scripted, and they will not be on his show as long as there's a writer's strike.
Oh, wow.
We'll miss
amazing.
That. We're going to miss that. And what's he going to do without paternity tests?
And on this day in history, did you know Mickey Mantle hit his 580th home run?
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job telling us what happened this day in history. Now I know what took place on this exact date in the past. You got to run, number one fan.
Number one fan calling.
He's great.
I like when you get that instant feedback from him.
What, Rob? I've got too many topics. I want to mention that B-Movie was the number two movie at the box office this weekend.
Hey, guys. Number one fan, great job giving us the list of this past weekend's movie grosses. Now I know what was top at the box office. Uh-huh. Gotta run. Number one fan.
Number one fan calling.
Did the baseball season used to be longer?
What was the song we just played coming out of that break?
The Long Cool Woman.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Number one fan, I love that song that you played before. You know, the one by that person.
Right.
Gotta run. Number one fan.
Hey, take care.
I got you.
He's great.
Oh, we got to get to the news, don't we? It's already 6:11.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out the time. I was driving in my car, didn't want to look away from the road.
Oh, no.
Thanks to you, didn't have to.
Thank you.
Gotta run. Number one fan.
Bye, number one fan.
And it's not scatlover.com. What's that other website we
it's
like so
just
bad?
Chocolate.
It's just chocolate. Chocolate. Yeah, that's good.
Guys, number one fan, great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it.
No, it's not
anyway,
ours.
Gotta run.
Okay.
Number one fan.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Tell
all
right.
The
truth, Mike.
Yes, it is ours.
Let me just see what else.
We're responsible for all the content.
Ahead of the news, Buzz.
Yeah.
I think we've already heard the tape of J-Lo admitting she's pregnant.
Right.
Has anybody taken a look at her? Shock.
Yeah.
Shock she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's still sexy.
Yeah. She's big as a house, though.
Mm-hmm.
She really is.
Mark and I are expecting.
Mommy boobies.
Couldn't even understand what she was saying. Yeah. She
Mark
said
and I are expecting.
She's 14 months pregnant.
We're going to take a little time off. Come on. We want to go have the baby.
Then they can play It's All Relative.
It's All Relative, Rob.
Hey, Robbie, on this disc of today's stuff, it says Holly Morris Starbucks story. What is that?
This is her favorite thing that happened during all week of Good Golly, Where's Holly?
Should she be near caffeine?
We have not.
God forbid.
We have actually spared your ears this week. We did not spin the wheel of Holly, even though Channel 5 is in their super sweeps mode.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the graphic? The cartoon of her in the Mustang where she winks?
I have not.
It's pretty good.
You mean Good Golly, Where's Holly? Yeah. They've got a cartoon to go along with it?
With that dumb little castle keep yard. Good Golly, Where's Holly?
Yeah, well, you'll hear some of that here.
But let me tell you this before I go. My favorite moment of the whole week. This morning, I went into a Starbucks not far from here to get some coffee. The barista started singing, Good Golly, Where's Holly?
There you go. That's right. I missed it.
I said, that means it was a good segment right there when we got baristas singing the theme song.
Unfortunately, I don't know if we can play that right now on cue, but I agree. That was a fun thing. It's been fun all week, so we'll see you back here soon. There you go.
There we go.
Thanks, Steve. All right.
Yeah.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Now, why did you play that?
Because that was next to this.
That bitch!
Oh, I thought you were referring to Bob Sellers.
The anchor man. No. Okay, Golly. Yeah, get out of here.
I'm not going to raise my voice.
All right, Holly.
Also, we have a tape of Ellen honoring her writers. Blah, do you want to hear that?
Well, I mean, she crossed the picket line.
That sounds
so, how can you? It's a contradiction.
B-O-R-I-N-G.
I'm here. I'm in the audience right now. Normally, I'm over there. This is our first day back since the writer's strike started, and that's why I'm here instead.
Just get on your back.
Wow.
You say just get on your back?
Yeah, wait for Portia to show up.
Yeah, and bring a video camera.
And please. One other tape, and then head to Buzz. Stephen Colbert speaking on absinthe.
Ah, good.
Well, right now, young people are facing an insidious old menace, the alcoholic threat known as absinthe.
Right.
It has become fashionable again.
Oh, we're going to have absinthe at our Homovember show a week from this Wednesday.
Wonderful.
Information on our website, dynamicwebsite.com. Wow.
And as psychologist Patricia Farrell told Reuters, underage revelers are going to want it because of the sense of danger that comes with it. Kids love danger. That is why so many young people today suck on Chinese toys. We have to nip this in the wormwood bud, which brings us to tonight's word.
No word. Wormwood? No, tonight's word is different than that.
Absinthe?
Absinthinence. Youth Nation, absinthe is not good old-fashioned booze. It's bad old-fashioned booze.
Absinthe.
I want young people to join me in a pledge of abstinence from absinthe by taking this absinthe-tinence pledge.
All right.
That's good.
So that's with writers, right?
Yes, that's with writers.
Gotcha.
They're gone now. They're gone. They're walking the picket line.
Out of tape, Buzz.
For the rest of us, though, as we enter the busy...
Let's get to the news now. He's known as Guy Birdley.
He used to be Buzz, but...
But his friends now call him Johnny Ringo.
Johnny.
J.R. Johnny.
As Lauren Green says.
Ringo.
That's the name.
You know, it's Ringo Girdley. Hi there, RG.
Hi, Donna and Mike. As we enter the busy holiday travel season, a warning, not about the terrorists, but about the airlines. With the rising cost of fuel and under pressure to improve their on-time records, airlines are flying with less fuel. In April, a commercial flight arriving in New York told the tower it was low on fuel. Given priority, it landed with only a few minutes of fuel to spare. United says fuel has gotten so expensive, it's on the verge of grounding 100 of its planes, just as the holiday travel season approaches.
This is no different than driving your car and the light goes on, and you wonder... Can I make it to the next exit?
A few more, the stakes are a little higher.
Your car is already on the ground is the advantage there.
I know, and it's just you and your car. You got like maybe 300 people in the plane, but still. Uh-huh.
Jesus, they're flying planes with less fuel?
Uh-huh.
That's stupid.
At just one airport, Newark, they've gone from 5 flights a year landing with low fuel to 73 flights a year.
When are we going to nationalize the oil industry? When are we going to take it over?
When
are we going to send the military in there and take it over?
Why don't we just stop using oil?
Why doesn't United...
Well, you can't fly a plane without using oil.
United could build a hybrid plane.
A hybrid plane.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't heard about hybrid planes,
no,
have you?
No, not yet.
You really haven't.
10 of those 73 flights that landed with low fuel at Newark, all 10 of those, rather, declared emergencies. That's how low they were. One pilot says he got in trouble with his bosses for carrying what they felt was too much fuel. It's very expensive, you say.
I got you.
Now, between that and the government telling us that there
can
are...
Can I just interrupt you there for a second? Because really, if you're talking about too much fuel on a plane, you can use it the next time you're going somewhere.
Yes, you could.
It doesn't make sense.
But
fill up the tank.
Mike, that's why you want to fly on my airlines on I keep forgetting what that. What's
Jenkum?
Jenkum Airlines.
Jenkum Air.
On
methane.
On Jenkum Air.
We never run out of gas.
It's actually just a big gigantic propeller and a big oversized novelty rubber band.
And the motto of the airline is Jenkum. It's good ass.
Buzz, is there concern that the extra fuel brings extra weight? And then it costs more fuel.
But not so much that it's the buying the fuel and putting it in the plane in the first place. I don't know how they pull up to the pump and fuel up. But
on
the idea,
Jenkum Airlines, I offer you porn on every seat back.
All right,
and also I promise I will always top the tank off.
And he's not talking about TVs. He's talking about magazines taped to the back of seats.
I'm talking about men leaving. There's porn on the back of every seat.
Delightful.
But I do top off the tank.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
That's always top off the tank.
It's a smaller tank because it's the prop plane with the elastic band.
That's right. Even if it's just a short commuter flight.
Now, it's partly the pressure to be on time. And so if you start out with less fuel, you can tell the tower that you're almost out of gas, and they give you landing priority, improving your on-time record.
Oh, boy.
Plus, it's expensive to fill up, apparently, so the bosses are telling the pilots only fill up the amount that you think you're going to need.
What's the worry? Life's a gamble.
That's right.
Tomorrow is promised to no one.
There it is.
Which is why you should go see Fred Claus today.
Oh my God. You're really going to go see that this weekend, aren't you?
No.
Is that at the top of your list?
I have three. I don't mind telling you, I want to see American Gangster.
Right.
I want to see the Tom Cruise movie with Robert Redford. Okay. And yes, I do want to see Fred Claus. I am a huge Vince Vaughn fan.
Vince Vaughn.
And Paul Giamatti and Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, they're all good.
I mean, I think the movie could be...
Kathy Bates, too, right?
Yeah. Hot as balls, Kathy Bates. Could be like Elf.
Well, as soon as I heard Kathy Bates was in it, I hope they have sex scenes.
It's a hard R.
Hard R.
You want to see it because of the exchange Vince Vaughn had with Regis yesterday, right?
I didn't even see that.
When he had the scene where he's talking to an elf, the elf is played by Ludacris, and they come back from the scene, and it's obviously a CGI job, and the one question Regis says is, how did they make him so small?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Regis.
Ludacris is a great actor.
Ludacris.
He's so small.
Well, between this airline thing and the government telling us there are terrorists at the mall, we might as well not even look up from our work, and a lot of us won't this holiday season. A staffing study says 2 out of 5 of us are working through the holidays without taking any time off.
Hi, Joe.
Somebody's got to keep the show on the air
when they play the tapes. Right. Absolutely.
When we get some of our very rare vacation time.
Hi, Joe.
Like Joe, there are always the people who have to work, firefighters, nurses, 7-Eleven clerks,
Joe!
Movie theater folks.
Joe.
And some people have already used up their days off for the year. Some of us are so buried in work we couldn't possibly take more time, and more of us are working through the holidays by choice.
Yes.
The study shows that 42% of us will be working. 17% will take an extra 1 or 2 days. 15%, 3 to 4 days. 1% are undecided. And only 12% plan to take a week or more over the holidays.
Well.
Hi. Kids desperate to get high, speaking of high. Kids desperate to get there. Johnny Ringo here.
Listening to the news with Johnny Ringo.
That's Johnny.
Ringo. Anyway, JR, you were saying.
Kids desperate to get high are turning not to Jenkum, but to Aquadots.
Wanna get high?
Oh, no, I knew this would happen.
Joe Ardinger predicted a couple of days ago, and it has come true. The Chinese-made decorating pen contains glue that contains a chemical called GHB, also known as the date rape drug. Drug-experimenting youth love the GHB, and when the news got out, they were out in force.
After you have your vasectomy, will you still have to use the date rape drug to have your wife have sex with you?
I don't know. I'll just be making my own Aquadots, I guess.
Oh, God, yeah. You're not as potent to Aquadots.
So the kids were out in force once they heard the news, pulling this item off the shelves, the Aquadots, before the company could get around to it. God. Or in some cases, they took them away from their younger siblings.
I think within our lifetime, we're going to be invaded.
Children.
I truly do. Children. We are a nation of idiots.
We're a little vulnerable, aren't we?
We really are.
Children in both the U.S. and Australia have been hospitalized after swallowing the beads, and Australian health officials...
Why are you guys so down, man? It's Friday!
Woo!
Celebrate with Aquadots. Mm-hmm. Australian health official says the publicity has created a black market now for the beads that contain the glue.
Robert the Mailman.
That contain the date rape drug.
No doubt. I would love to buy me some of them beads.
On the black market.
Do you mean Aquadots, sir?
I want the dots that make me so high. I say, loaded, loaded. I seen James Brown, and his face was white.
Oh, my God.
White as a puffy cloud.
Oh, my. You think it's because of the Aquadots?
He was blushing.
Aquadots. Here's your TV strike update.
Pepsodent.
Fox has just...
Fixodent. Arbotron.
Metamucil.
Filet-O-Fish. All right, I'll say it. Mm-hmm. Ambulance.
Ah. Your TV strike update. Fox. Johnny, here we go.
Buzz, you got to jump in faster.
Well, I was
trying. Anytime there's a moment of silence.
Every time those pauses, we're going to hear the Ringo song.
I have witnesses. I was trying.
Now back to...
Johnny.
Ringo.
Who he?
TV strike update. Fox has just 6 episodes left of House. That's enough to stock the rest of this month and part of January, plus an episode after the Super Bowl.
That's not good. We're going to run out of House soon.
Mm-hmm. Family Guy runs out at the end of this month. The CBS crime dramas have 3 to 6 episodes left, depending on the series, and that includes CSI.
I got so fooled. I was looking at the guide. TiVo has recorded Full House for me.
Why?
Because I put the word.
Because you like House?
Because I put the word house in. Oh. It also picks up whatever the TLC show is, something like clean this house or change this house. Uh-huh. But I didn't know that one night last week, Nick at Night ran Full House for 12 episodes in a row.
Oh, I can't get enough John Stamos.
I wake up and I say to my DVR, what are you doing? You're killing me. And it says, well, Mr. Man.
Maybe it's me, but I believe that ER was not the show that it is today. Listen, they should have had John Stamos at the very beginning.
Listen, boy. You put in House, you're going to get Full House.
Yay!
That damn marathon, you know, Julia came to me like she had just discovered penicillin and said, Daddy, I found the funniest show.
Oh, really?
I said, what? She said, it's called Full House.
Oh, she likes it.
And I said, no.
Come on, Daddy, let's go watch it.
And it's on every night at 8:30. I said, no.
Here's the rest of your TV inventory. CBS's Monday Night Comedies, including 2 and a Half Men, run out at the end of this month. ABC has 4 episodes left of the following, Grey's Anatomy, Pushing Daisies and Ugly Betty.
C'est la vie.
Desperate Housewives runs out December 2nd. NBC runs out of Heroes on December 3rd. The Office.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Pushing Daisies.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's a great show.
If you remember what Daisy is our code word for.
On our show. And the logo is just a bunch of guys with their thumbs up.
Their thumbs. That's right. Pushing Daisy.
Somebody
has. What about the vagina?
The Office goes into reruns after next week. One more new episode of The Office, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course, the best show on television has to go in sooner than anybody else.
Because NBC shot the wad in the first month and a half of the season by playing 2 episodes in a row.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, that stinks, stinks.
That'll teach him, I hope. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has stepped in to coach both sides of the strike toward a solution.
He doesn't know how to write.
Hey, I'm not a writer. I'm not a rad.
Hey, go find that tape. I think it's in the back. It's under.
Because I can't.
Because I can't.
It's a great tape.
One of the earliest interviews with Arnold that we've secured. This tape.
And that guy, that cool guy that's interviewing, you know, you're directing, editing, you're in
writing.
Control. Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can't.
In New York, a Catholic priest Hold has on. Been arrested.
Here he comes.
I didn't want to pause.
I know. Well.
Ringo. Here's going to be a buzz. Ringo. Now I'm Johnny. Ringo.
You're listening to the news with Buzz
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I mean, I'm not a writer. If I would write, no one would go to see the movie, so therefore I don't write.
Okay, then here's the setup to it.
To listen to you talk, you're interested in all aspects of this film. The marketing, who it appeals to. The research. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about how many 70mm prints to make. And I read that you had approval of script, director, co-stars, marketing aspects. I wonder, where do you draw the line at how involved you get? Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can't.
That's great.
A great softball
that
question.
That is great.
I can't. I'm a Todd.
That's before he became, you know, all shiny and got his act together and figured out how to speak to the press.
And now I'm into politics, the governor.
Conan O'Brien has a stalker, and that stalker is a Catholic priest. And that story is after this break.
All right, Buzz.
Wow.
Ringo. Ringo. J-O-H, double N, and a Y.
Johnny Ringo.
Ringo.
There he is. That's your new fake name, Buzz.
That's right. Johnny Ringo.
All right, we will be right back.
Right.
Say something or I'm going to play it again.
Say Johnny Ringo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I have hemorrhoids!
Dude, have you hit that?
Yeah. All the time.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
What the bleep happened here?
We're trying to find out right now. Here is Johnny J. Ringo. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What's happening, Michael J. Gridley?
I thought I was through with her, but apparently I'm not. Britney Spears continues to have trouble with traffic laws.
Leave Britney Spears alone right
I have tried.
Now.
I've tried, Chris. I've tried.
Leave Britney alone.
I can't. According to TMZ.com, the pop star ran a red light in Los Angeles yesterday while driving with her two young sons.
Ooh, you almost said that like Rick Dees. According to TMZ.com.
Oh, two young sons in the car. Ooh.
You could lick Britney's feet, would you?
So she can't even stay in the house when she's got her kids with limited visitation. A court-appointed monitor assigned to supervise Spears' visits with her kids can be seen crouching in the front seat as Spears appears to be talking on her cell phone.
Isn't this ridiculous?
As she sails through the red light.
You know, really, enough of her. Honest to God.
I'm starting to think she's not as bright as I thought.
You thought she was a genius.
I really did.
But, you know, and then I read, you know, the CD is getting great reviews and selling very well.
But what is her favorite sandwich?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Her CD is number one with my D.
Yeah, well, you know, if she'd just get onto a video and maybe, you know, get back into that shape that you like her in, I might be inclined to agree with you.
Does Billboard have that chart now?
What, the songs that are popular with my D?
Yeah, I guess the Eagles are not on that
chart.
It's
right after the alternative chart.
In New York, a Catholic.
Oh, and about the Eagles, I did catch them finally on the CMT Awards.
Right. Yes.
I like the Eagles a lot, and they've gotten back together.
Right.
And maybe you should buy their album. I think didn't it just beat out Britney's album to be the number one seller this week?
They had to change the charts to do it, though, because it doesn't really chart because they're only selling it. Is it Walmart?
Walmart,
yeah. Right.
Because it's only got one retailer, it wasn't going to chart.
But I was telling Mike, the song is not bad. The song is called How Long. But the problem with it is if you're a real Eagles fan, they're doing a best of where it's one verse, Don Henley, the next verse, Glenn Frey.
Oh, see, not like they used to when they were really making music.
The next verse, Timothy B. Schmidt, or whoever that old guy is with the long hair. Right. Joe Walsh does a verse. I mean, it's like all of them standing. It's like the Osmond Brothers, and everybody gets a chorus of One Bad Apple.
Yeah, and because they're older now, and they probably have to placate everybody to get them all back together, it sounds like that's maybe what's happening. I hope it's not, but that sounds what it's like.
In my humble opinion, I like Don Henley best as lead singer of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Not opposed to Glenn Frey. Part of the problem with Glenn Frey is having to look at him because he still looks the same as he did like when he did that song Smuggler's Blues.
Yeah, and he's always the one that has looked the most non-musician rocker of all of them.
True.
You know, Don Henley looks like he's got a little of the edge on, but you know, you've got Glenn Frey who looks like he's a banker.
It was very odd to see the Eagles standing in black Armani suits.
Right, yeah.
With the exception of the one guy with incredibly long hair. Forgive me, I don't know his name.
He's the guy nobody knows.
Right. But they're all so corporate now. Even Joe Walsh.
Uh-huh. It's Dog.
Dog the Bounty.
That's right.
That's right, Tucker. In New York, a Catholic priest has been arrested for stalking late-night talk show host Conan O'Brien. The priest from the Boston Archdiocese was arrested trying to get into a taping of the show. When he was turned away from a previous taping, the Reverend David Ajamian, I believe is the name, Ajamian, wrote a note saying, "Is this the way you treat your most dangerous fans?" But there have been a lot of letters and emails from the father to O'Brien over the last couple of years. He also wrote, "I want a public confession before I ever consider giving you absolution or a spot on your couch."
Didn't they go to college together?
I believe they did, yes. Yeah. Conan has no comment on this. And that's,
see, all of that that you're reading, it sounds to me like it's like he's kind of busting his balls.
Like he's goofing
like
around.
Like he's joking.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if you add it all up, it gets a little weird.
If Conan's not talking about it publicly, that's not a good sign. The Ronald Reagan Library.
I mean, we had that awkward moment. I mean, I certainly have a unique perspective on it, but I sure don't want to talk about
it.
So,
like this is a good palate cleanser here about Johnny.
Gee, what it must be like, Buzz. Like, I can't imagine poor Conan O'Brien.
No.
His family must be terrified to leave their home. I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm. The Ronald Reagan Library, like Reagan himself, has lost a lot of memories.
Oh, no.
All these years, employees have been pilfering and getting away with it because of poor security and poor bookkeeping.
Well. Whatever.
Now, up to 80% of the library's contents are missing.
I beg pardon?
As many as 80,000 items have vanished. A lot
what
of them,
the question?
Of course, are documents.
Go out and take a look at it.
The government examined a half dozen presidential libraries. The Reagan Library was the one that stood way out as the worst.
I can't hear you.
The government and library officials now have to see how much of the missing stuff they can get
back.
Well,
I would imagine they'd be able to track that with the people that have worked there.
I would think so.
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
Well, they stole a lot of stuff, Duke.
You're damn right.
Yeah, Jack.
They'll give those Indians a fair trial.
The old men.
I'm liable to lose you.
What?
Say, you really busted that knuckle, didn't you?
Oh, that's a young man.
That's young.
Fire
Duke.
Me.
Yeah, fire you, Duke.
Ooh, that's perfect.
I mean, Jack.
I'm scared stiff.
That's Jack.
He said it almost sounded like I'm scared.
Yeah, S-less.
Yeah. A lot of men think.
Dude, have you hit that?
I'm losing your belt. Thank you so much.
Okay.
A lot of men think Colorado Steve Homer is a homo. Steve goes around suing homo. Bars. He sues bars for having ladies' nights.
Bye.
While other guys like anything that attracts women, Steve sees lady nights as sex discrimination, and he sues. And he wins. He always wins. He just won two more cases. One bar had to pay him $100 plus court costs.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Another bar had to pay $91 and court costs.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Come on in.
As for lawyer fees, Steve represents himself and still wins. Steve says he does it for the principal, not for the money. Still, he says he plans to sue as many more bars as he can.
He's not gay.
That's what he says.
He's not gay. He's just got a problem with the fact that they have ladies'
nights. He says it's illegal sex discrimination.
Oh, okay. Come on. Lighten up, Francis.
All the way to the bank. It was Barney.
That says.
It was Barney Frank's most emotional day ever in Congress.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Barney Frank.
After 27 years as our only out-of-the-closet lawmaker, Frank was there this week as the House approved the first federal ban.
Why men's rooms?
On job discrimination against gays, lesbians, and bisexuals.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
It only covers jobs, and churches and the military are excluded from the
law. I will
law.
Go till you tell me to stop.
Barney Frank loves jobs.
But for the first time, it allows a more united America to pick on the transgenders. People who were born one gender but look like another can still be discriminated against. They're not included in the law. 19 states and the District of Columbia have also banned job discrimination against.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irvina Harrigan.
Irvina.
19 states have banned discrimination against homosexuals and bisexuals. And 13 of those states, plus the District of Columbia, will in January have laws that also protect the transgender.
Glad to be working with a former Irv Harrigan, now Irvina.
Irvina, my vagina.
Irvina, vagina, Harrigan.
In other news for the gay, a movie director John Waters of Hairspray fame is thinking about making a movie inspired by the arrest of Iowa Senator Larry Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Quoting Waters, I hear that airport is becoming a big tourist attraction. I want to make a movie about it. The Last Stall on the Left.
We got to get him back on the show.
He tells the Minneapolis paper, sex in a public bathroom? How could you? It's very crowded at the main airport, eh? I have to go there. Which stall was it? Do you know?
He's
end
funny.
Quote.
He's a funny guy.
And here in Virginia, state officials are telling a gay guy from Britain that he can no longer drive round with the word poofter on his license plate.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Oh, I'm looking for a British guy. Hold on.
Shut up.
There we go.
Poofter.
It took state officials here in Virginia 11 years to notice the British term for a gay man on this guy's plate.
Poofter?
And that's it. And the 4 years...
Right! Before- Stop that! It's silly.
It is.
Very silly indeed.
It's too silly.
You poofter.
the 4 years before that,
poofed her. I hardly knew her.
Virginia officials also had no objection to his plate that read Nancy Boy. Poofed her.
Homo.
Monty Python uses the word dozens of times in the sketch when they're Australian.
He's poofed her.
Hello, Bruce.
He's a poofer, right?
He's a fag.
Is it poofed her or poofer?
It's poofed her.
With a T. Poofed her.
Poofed her. P-O-O-F-T-E-R.
I just thought it was a puff.
The main rule is no poofters.
Poofters.
P-O-O-F-T-E-R.
Hello,
poofter.
Bruce.
Gotcha.
That's
what his license plate used to say.
Poofta.
2 years ago.
Hi there. My name is Poof Daddy. I'm a gay British rap star. Now.
Hello, Poofta.
Poof Daddy.
2 years ago, a plate was refused here in Virginia to a couple that wanted the phrase two dykes on their plate.
Mm-hmm. We had them on the show.
That's right. I remember
really?
Now.
Yeah. Of course you remember.
Ringo.
That has come in so handy today.
You're listening to the news with
Johnny.
Ringo.
J.R. Ringo. On Halloween, we left you with the disturbing story of a handsome single guy from Manhattan who got caught banging the corpse of a 92-year-old woman at his hospital job in New Jersey.
Ew!
Oh, Ken Stevens.
If you think you were disturbed, you should have been the security guard who found Tony grinding away on top of an unzipped body bag.
Oh, now, Buzz. See, who am I to tell you how to stack out your news broadcast?
Yeah.
But for my money, you come on with all this junk about we're running planes without gas,
yeah,
and the toys kill kids.
I'm kooky that way.
What I want to hear is that first sentence about what did Tony do again?
As I phrased it here, he got caught banging the corpse of a 92-year-old woman at his hospital job in New Jersey.
Keep going.
Here's the part you want. You should have been the security guard who found Tony grinding away on top of an unzipped body bag.
That's the word.
Grinding away. On top of an unzipped body bag.
Now I'm listening.
Or you could have been the cops who arrived to find Tony in a restroom washing his junk at the sink.
Oh, God, this gets worse.
Welcome to Boner City.
Yes, it does. Worse yet, you could have been Anthony Marino's fiance. She was unable to attend Anthony's hearing on last Friday because she was in the throes of an emotional breakdown.
Wow.
Anthony's parents couldn't be there either. His mother has Alzheimer's. His dad has cancer. Anthony's being examined by psychologists as he faces up to 10 years and a $100,000 fine.
I wonder if it's the same Anthony that was on It's All Relative, the one that was hot.
And finally, in a bedroom community.
Anthony Cumia.
Anthony.
In a bedroom community outside Dallas, there's a bedroom that's a little too big even for Texas. It's in the Turlock House on Cedar Ridge Drive in the suburban city of Duncanville. The Turlocks are swingers, and they have parties. Quiet parties, and only on weekends. The Turlocks even formed a club. They call it the Cherry Pit. Donations are accepted, but not required.
Oh, gross.
The Cherry Pit.
So gross.
The trouble is, the parties have gotten a little too popular. Parking is so much of an issue, partygoers are now encouraged to carpool. There were 200 people at their Halloween party. One neighbor says he's complained to the police for years. The Turlocks say they don't cause any more traffic problems than the neighborhood church does on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Sorry, look at that.
He's all pleased with himself.
He's real happy with that. He's flying down to Texas this weekend.
Jerry Ringo.
Jerry Pitt.
Have a safe weekend, everybody. See you on Monday. Love you, Peter. Love you, Bart. Love you, Andy. And we'll be back next week. Good luck to you and the Marines tonight.
Thank you, Don, man. Have a good weekend.
Don't get your ass kicked too bad.
That's right.
Johnny Ringo.
Good day to you, sir.
Keep it in your pants. Head.
Ask me what's for dinner.
Vasectomy, right?
No.
What?
Spaghetti and cauterized balls.
Okay. Oh, cauterized balls. Ew.
Vasectomy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.